Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Obama tests the foreign policy waters in Europe.
He has to be seen as a person who is not risky.
South Texas says goodbye, Dolly, but deals with the aftermath.
We could have a lot of inland flooding by the time this is all said and done.
No insurance, no dental care.
Isn't that tragic? It really is. To me, it's tragic.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaif, and with the CBS World News Roundup, Berlin, Germany, a place of history for American presidents.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
For both Democrats and Republicans.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And Barack Obama's campaign is hoping his visit there stirs some comparisons. After Afghanistan and Iraq and the Middle East, now the focus is Europe and later a major public speech in Berlin. German policy analyst Constance Stelzenmüller says Obama's going to have to walk a political tightrope.
He obviously can't afford back home to be seen as somebody who panders to Europeans. And at the same time, he is trying to convince those in America who care deeply about the repairing of America's image in the world that this is something that he can do.
CBS's Mark Phillips in Berlin says the candidate's outdoor event is expected to draw a big crowd.
Preparations have been underway for a crowd that may number in the tens of thousands. Such is the anticipation of this Obama visit.
I have the feeling that Obama has something new.
Something new meaning he's not George W. Bush, whose war in Iraq drove a wedge between U.S. and European public opinion.
Obama's Europe swing will also take him to France and Britain. With Obama overseas, Republican John McCain's had the domestic political playing field to himself for days, trying to keep some of the attention focused on him. More live from CBS's Peter Mayer.
So, Steve, as Obama continues his foreign tour, John McCain is stepping up the attack on his opponent's Iraq war views. Campaigning in Pennsylvania, McCain accused Obama of favoring unconditional withdrawal from Iraq. The Republican criticized Obama for denying the impact of the troop surge.
He still, to this day, has said that the surge has not succeeded. It's a remarkable, remarkable failure to understand the facts on the ground.
McCain campaigns in Ohio today, Steve.
Hurricane Dolly's Category 2 fury has died down now in South Texas.
We're prepared. We're ready. Bring on Dolly.
That South Padre Island resort manager, who sounded so confident yesterday, now says his place is ruined.
I'm very distraught right now. I'm just very thankful to God that my staff that stayed with me through this and that the guests that are here with us are safe and they're okay. Very, very scary.
Emergency Director Dan Quant has a very busy day ahead.
We're going to be providing water, trying to get some food in for people, but we've got some real problems here.
Problems like no power and flooding. Richard Knapp at the National Hurricane Center says the whole area is still getting rain.
We could see 20 inches or more in a few spots, 8 to 12 inches in many spots will be common. It's still producing winds of tropical storm force along the coast, so the coastal tropical storm warning is still up.
A 57-mile stretch of the Mississippi River could be closed for days. Crews near New Orleans are trying to clean up a big oil spill caused by a tanker and barge collision. There are new safety questions about small pickups. CBS's Susan Copen has the latest look at side crash tests from the insurance industry.
Of the five small trucks tested by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, three trucks, the Dodge Dakota, the Ford Ranger, and the Nissan Frontier, earned only marginal ratings. And one truck, the Chevy Colorado, received the Institute's lowest rating of poor.
The news comes as more people consider small pickups because of rising gas prices. Time on the World News Roundup is 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. In preparation for Barack Obama's acceptance of the Democratic Party nomination in Denver next month, the head of the party is checking out Invesco Field today. Yesterday, Howard Dean did a walkthrough of the Pepsi Center.
And I can't wait to see it in 30 days. Now I'm starting to get nervous. It is now dawning on me when I see this place that we're actually going to have this enormous convention.
Howard Dean praising Denver leaders for all their security preps. Speaking of, we know more about what Denver police will not be using if they deal with protesters.
Answering questions as part of a lawsuit by the ACLU, the city says $18 million will be spent on police equipment. Officials, though, remaining vague on what equipment they are buying. They did say the city has not acquired pain guns that use sonic waves or weapons that could fire goo at protesters. Left unanswered is if the city has acquired additional pepper spray, tear gas, stun prods, or guns that fire pepper balls.
That's AM 760's Joe Chiaro. In sports, Broncos wide receiver Rod Smith today expected to officially retire, according to the Denver Post. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No accidents or stalls to get in your way. And CDOT, they picked up their overnight construction gear, so that's not going to be an issue. Speeds are looking great on I-25 downtown, both 270 and 36. They're also in decent shape. If you're cutting out of work early today.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I got fired? Nah. I'm here. Is it tough enough? Yeah, baby. All right, it's 6:07, six minutes after seven here on AM. It's 6 minutes after six. what is up with me? Stop already. Is it, you know, that's like the worst thing you can do. No, seriously, I'm not trying to get down on my case just to get down on my case. That's one of the worst things that you can do. When you do mornings, it's one of the worst things you can do to give the wrong time, because then people freak out. Like, what did he just say? What do you mean I'm an hour late? No. You're not. It's my fault. Boy, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to hear the CBS News at the top of the hour and to listen to John McCain. Now, I don't mean to start carving up red meat immediately, but I want to tell you this. I know that we have to answer back to him and his supporters. But to listen to a guy who can't get the surge timeline correct and gives three different answers to the surge timeline within 24 hours. No, less than that, actually. Within 12 hours. To listen to a guy who doesn't know that Czechoslovakia does not exist anymore. To listen to a guy who, way back before this campaign ever started, claimed that you could walk freely to any market in Baghdad, and then it turns out that it was a photo op with him and Lindsey Graham because they had a gazillion troops guarding him. And listening to a guy who can't tell between Sunni and Shia, I mean, who's he to stand up and make any of these claims about Barack Obama? I mean, what the guy does is he just digs himself deeper into a hole, and it gets laughable. I mean, it's like getting a morality lecture from Bob Schaefer. It's the same thing. It's like you just laugh. Or getting a sex lecture from David Vitter. Or listening about the ill effects of homosexuality from Larry Craig. Of course, I've always favored a wide stance on that subject. But seriously, it's like no wonder the American public is so disillusioned with the political process and also this big debate about how much information voters have and about how much information we have in order to make our choices is being debated around. There's an article today in the Washington Post about how much voters know about what's going on and about how much do they care about what's going on. Now, people who listen to this radio station and listen to the other talk stations, they obviously care. Or you're obviously a political junkie and you do care. But you have to admit to me, there are times where you just say to yourself, I can't deal with this. I just can't deal with it. And I've talked also about this on the air before, and I really was thinking about this morning, too. This is really true. You either have two choices with some people. You can fight with them to no avail to try to convert them to your point of view, even though they will never go there. And it doesn't make any difference what you do. You can do that. Or you can turn around and just say, well, listen, there's nothing I can do. I can't do anything for the way you feel. I mean, I've got a friend who watches Fox constantly. This guy is convinced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that if Barack Obama becomes the president of the United States, that all hell is going to break loose. That he's going to be taxed out of existence, that his assets are going to be seized. I mean, all of this really weird stuff. And no matter how many times I've told him that Barack Obama is not, excuse me, proposing this, and that there are checks and balances in the American system. They don't seem like they're there under the Bush administration, but they're there. And that you have to have the action of Congress, and on and on and on. He won't believe me. He just doesn't believe me. And so finally I just decided, okay, you know what? I'm not going over this anymore with him. I'm just not going over this. I just, there's nothing I can do. It used to be in the old days of talk radio. You wanted callers who didn't agree with you. Especially ones that were hardcore ideologues. Because you'd get on the air and fight with them. And that used to be considered entertainment in talk radio. And I have to admit that some of the stuff that went on was pretty entertaining in its time. And there were practitioners of that stuff that were really good. The late Alan Berg, Bob Grant, who is conservative, who still works at WABC in New York. I always thought I was pretty good at it. There were a number of people who were really good at doing outrageous combat radio. Not getting on the air and making statements about autism like Michael Savage has done, Michael Wiener Savage, but getting into, you know, a Donnybrook with the callers. Now that phase of talk radio has kind of passed. No, it has passed. And I'm kind of glad that it has. Because it doesn't do any good. And there's too much yelling to begin with. And that doesn't mean you can't have a passionate disagreement with somebody. But at some point, you've just got to learn to disengage and let go. because they're not going to see things as you see them. And they're not your enemy. They're Americans. We're all Americans. And somehow we've lost sight of that. Somehow that's gone away. And I think a perfect example of that is this. And I don't know if I'm being partisan in making this statement or not. But you can go to any candidate's website, or either of the political parties, and you can sign up and get on their mailing list. And John and I are on a bunch of GOP mailing lists. So we see what their latest track they're taking with the public is, and we see what they're pushing. I got one yesterday from Bob Schaefer. And it started out, and it was clearly labeled, Boulder Liberal Mark Udall. Now, let me stop right there. You can agree or disagree with Mark Udall. You can agree or disagree with Bob Schaefer. You can call Mark Udall Boulder Liberal. And we know what the connotation of that is. The connotation of that is he's not with mainstream values and that he's way out on the left. And we refer to Bob Schaefer as Big Oil Bob because he's got tons of contacts with the oil industry, including the story that came out about his company interfering and making it harder for the administration to be able to work out an oil deal because he wanted to drill in Kurdistan. So, I mean, you can do all of that. But the end result is that we have serious problems facing the country. And we're not going to get them solved by engaging in all of this. And when you bring this up, what you end up getting is you end up getting this. Well, you do it worse than we do it. Well, we're all human beings. So we all have, it's human nature, we have an inclination in us to say things like, well, that guy's a moron, or that woman is crazy, or Big Oil Bob, or Boulder Liberal Mark Udall. I mean, we have that connotation. But see, the problem with it is, I mean, we have that habit of doing it. But the problem with that is that, and I'm being totally partisan when I say this, some of it is true and some of it isn't. And the thing is, if you look at the Washington, if you look at the Wall Street Journal poll that came out last night, and the Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, and the Wall Street Journal has never been a liberal news outlet. Their poll with NBC shows that if you ask the question about who represents more of mainstream America's views, John McCain or Barack Obama, Barack Obama leads by an overwhelming majority. So what does that mean? So what it means is that people like Mark Udall, people like Ed Perlmutter, and others, you and me, we're more in the mainstream than Bob Schaefer is. But there's just some people you're not going to reach. You're not going to convince them. So the answer is, why try? And I'll tell you something else I've come to the conclusion about. Backing individual candidates can be very disappointing and can be very rough and can let you down. And sometimes I think, no, I'm not going to say sometimes I think. I'm going to tell you I really believe this. I really believe the way to go is to back ideas and organizations that reflect your concerns rather than individual candidates, and vote for the candidates that reflect your point of view as close as you can get, but this thing of latching onto them and expecting them to do everything in the world, it's not going to happen. Because politicians, I hate to say this, politicians are politicians. That's exactly what they are. And they're about getting elected. And they do what they have to do to get elected. And you have to take the issues that are important to you and join advocacy groups that push those issues. 619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk will push some traffic.
Shouldn't run into any problems as you hit the road this morning. No crashes or stalls in your way. Just starting to get a little busy on I-25 around downtown. Do look for construction today on I-70 in the high country. Have lane closures between Dumont and Empire, and again from the Eisenhower Tunnel to Silverthorne as you travel westbound. The forecast, scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi, I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads, so I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you, and I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-996-3695. That's 1-800-996-3695. 1-800-996-3695.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-550-6404.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-550-6404. 1-800-550-6404. That's 1-800-550-6404.
Any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0275. That's 1-800-962-0275. 1-800-962-0275.
Your words buzz around my head. Oh, yeah, this is what we need. Move this show to FM, where we can mix music with talk. Because I always get this guilty feeling that I'm breaking the rules. By playing good music. No, really. You ever listen to other talk shows? They all use those standard bumper music on the way back. We're the only ones who don't do that. Right? They always come back to their shows with Bachman Turner Overdrive or something, Taking Care of Business or something like that. Like that. Not that I don't mind those songs.
Or Tough Enough.
Or Tough Enough. Yeah? But, Listen, it's 6:24 in the morning, 24 minutes after 6. What's wrong with getting your, well, I don't want to sound like an old person. What's wrong with getting your groove on? What's wrong with just smiling? Like this morning, I drove to work because it was like 69 degrees outside, and the high today is going to be 97 with isolated thunderstorms, and it was really nice outside, and I had the windows down, and the air blowing through my hair, and I had the Rolling Stones cranked up full blast. And I know about carbon footprints and all that kind of stuff, and I know that I'm a sick mofo when it comes to the internal combustion engine, but I did not want to get off I-25. I could have driven all the way to Colorado Springs. I was having such a good time. So what's wrong with playing a little music in the morning? What's wrong with having a good time? What's wrong with laughing? What's wrong with that? I mean, why did talk show hosts have to spit acid all the time? I'm really wandering around here, aren't I, John? I'm not giving anybody any reason to call.
I'm confused trying to put this podcast description together.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you put that? You know, Jay rambles on about music, politics, tons of other stuff. I just had all these thoughts rattling around about this. See, the thing is, this is what really gets to me. The thing is, there's no joy in politics. There's only bitter disagreements and division and polarization. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having strong beliefs. But it's gotten to the point now where it's very, very, very hard to listen. One of the things I think that makes Barack Obama attractive is that he manages not to get into this kind of stuff. He manages through some magic of his personality, and he was that way in Illinois, that he manages to skirt that. I mean, he's over in Germany today, and he's going to give a speech at the historic Freedom Column, I think is what they call it. And here's John McCain throwing around all this ridiculous mud and garbage. And he's like this little kid that is pounding on the chair or the table, screaming, "Look, look at me." And now he's whining about campaign coverage, which we're going to talk about that at 8 o'clock. He's whining about he doesn't get enough. I mean, the press has been sucking up to him for literally years. And now all of a sudden, he doesn't get enough. And plus, he sat there, and his campaign sat there, and they said, "Oh, Barack Obama, you haven't been to Iraq. You don't know what's going on." I mean, they tempted him to go. So Obama goes. Now, the McCain people are unhappy about that. I mean, why don't you just engage Barack Obama on the facts? Not on all of these ridiculous things that you churn up. And don't be a person who's lecturing him and us about foreign affairs when you can't even keep straight the fact that there's no Czechoslovakia in the world. I mean, does anybody, I mean, it gets to the point where you just, you can't, you don't want to listen to it anymore. You don't want to, it's like listening to George W. Bush. You don't want to listen. It's like listening to Rush Limbaugh. You just don't want to listen. Because it's the same thing over and over again. And what those people do is they attack because they have no original ideas of their own. And there's no joy in this. It's just vitriolic and polarizing. And do you think our founding fathers wanted this kind of a situation for this country? Do you think it's healthy for us to be so polarized, and for the discourse to be so nasty? And I'll hold my hand up and admit that I have thrown logs on the fire for this. I have. I'm guilty. And it just, I don't know, maybe it just seems like between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning, it's my, like, self-confessional time or something. But, man, we got a long way to go to November, and I'm finding it now fatiguing. Not listening to Barack Obama, but listening to John McCain, which is wrong. I should listen to what he has to say. Dude, I mean, here's a guy who admits he doesn't know how to use a computer. What skill does it take to get online? Let me see. You click here, you open the browser, you go look. What skill does it take? Or in the Udall Schaefer debate, Bob Schaefer gives this whole story about Nick's Cafe or Nick's Coffee Shop and the tax police and all of this kind of stuff. And oh, the crowd laughs. And, you know, but meanwhile, we got people out there who, well, there's a story this morning in the news about a woman who faxed a bank because her house was being foreclosed and she committed suicide over it. And we got people here who are losing their homes. We've got people here who don't have adequate health care. Who wants to sit there and listen to some guy bloviate about Nick's Cafe? .303-713-7600. Here's Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
All right. Yeah, this is, just want to say that this, we're under a lot of pressure as Americans now, and we're, like you said, it's hard to, we can enjoy the little things like driving down the road with your windows down, but then when reality comes along and you're paying your bills or watching your neighbor's house be foreclosed on, or, and then we're having to pay attention to this election thing. Nobody, it's hard for people to really absorb everything and take it all in, you know?
Yeah, it is very hard. It's very hard to follow all of this. And also driving down the road. I mean, then you got to think, oh my God, now I got to fill up and I got to pay gas prices. And yeah, it's very, very hard to go through all of this. And it's very hard to listen to people who just spew rhetoric and don't really, aren't throwing anything out there of any kind of substance that you can digest and come away with a feeling of being full.
And it is hard to really trust, really, what we're hearing, too. I mean, look at the midterm elections we had. We thought everybody was, we were going to get, make some changes in Iraq. We got the surge. Now they're saying, look, Obama says the surge isn't working, but why did we have to have the surge? Why did we have to go through Iraq? Why, I mean, this is one thing, it's one thing after another. And,
well,
you know,
the thing that amazes me is, if McCain is correct about the surge, if he's right about that, okay, what that proves is that we didn't send enough troops. Now, who made that decision?
Yeah, and George Bush always says, oh, we won't let the public or the public influence the generals. They fired the generals that told them they needed double the troops in Iraq. They've done everything. Everything they say that they we're going to do, they do backwards. A guy like Scott Ritter, even, here's a decorated Marine who says there is no WMDs in our UN inspections in Iraq. They turn him into, he's a decorated Marine, ex-Marine, and they turn him into say he's a pedophile. I mean, they take your strongest traits and they twist them around against you.
Well, they vilify people. I mean, that's 90%. What this whole thing is vilification rather than exchange of ideas.
And then with a lot of information, people just don't want to believe that their government could be up to these kind of things. They were so bombarded with everything that they can't absorb it. They can't believe their government would do things. So you can't get to some people. And a lot of the news I've gotten from independent news sources, it breaks on mainstream 6 months later, like secret overseas prisons, or the general information comes out in the mainstream 6 months later, and that kind of convinces me that the mainstream media isn't getting the.
Well, did you hear the story about what CBS did? They interviewed John McCain and ask him a question about Iraq and the surge, and he gave an embarrassing answer. So this was on Katie Couric's news. So CBS edited out what McCain had said and edited in another answer. And then later they had to come back and say they were sorry that mistakes were made and post the whole thing on their website. But how about the people who never bothered to check back on the story?
Right. Or look at like when McCain went to Iraq. They were like showing us who our next president is going to be. They're like, oh, look at John McCain touring Iraq and this and that. And then when Obama says, hey, why don't you come visit the inner city? Why don't you come look at some of the problems we got in our country? And then what does he do? He shifts to the economy when Obama goes over there. I mean, it's a big joke.
Yeah, well, it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard. And the motto of a house divided cannot, a house divided against itself can't stand. Cannot stand, seems to have been lost somewhere down the road. Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, have a nice one.
Okay, we'll talk to you. 303-713-7600, anybody want to jump into this? I'm not sure what the main theme of this is. Maybe it's cynicism in politics. I don't know. How do you deal? Maybe it's back to the same subject I've talked about before, about there's just some people you can't convince no matter what you do. Or maybe it's about this. Maybe it's about the idea that what politics have now become in this country is they've just become a divisive, angry kind of thing where neighbors are at each other's throats, people are at each other's throats, friendships revolve around people's political orientation, and that somehow the idea that we're a cohesive nation and that we're all Americans regardless of what we think, somehow that's all been ditched out and gone. Maybe that's what I'm talking about. Who knows? Well, consider this. If I knew what I was really talking about, would I be here at 6:36 in the morning? No. I'd be working for some think tank. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This man works tirelessly. John Turk, traffic.
Just the usual jams in the morning commute so far. The trip south on 925, busy in North Glen and at 104th, and again after Park Avenue as you make your way down towards into downtown. In Aurora, 225 loading up as well at Colfax, and again after Yosemite, this is you head towards the Denver Tech Center, about 5 to 10 minute delays from I-70 to I-25 as you head southbound on 225. Today's forecast, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Going to be another hot one with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Attend an open house August 13th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
60 Minutes. The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. But then a co-worker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair.
Hi, this is Jonathan. I don't need to tell you how hot it gets here in the summer. Well, you have this great deck, and you never get to use it during the day. It just gets too hot. So here you are sitting inside and looking out at your beautiful but unusable deck. Well, no more. Thousands of homeowners like you made their deck the coolest place of their house by getting a Sunsetter retractable awning. It keeps their deck almost 20 degrees cooler. You should do the same. If you call 1-800-400-6523 right now, Sunsetter will send you a free DVD along with all the information about their great awnings. And it gets even better. Normally a Sunsetter can cost under $600, but when you call now for your free DVD, Sunsetter will also send you a savings certificate worth $200. So you could get your Sunsetter awning for as low as $398. Now listen, if you like being outside in the summer, you gotta call and get the free DVD, including the $200 savings certificate. Here's the number again. It's 1-800-400-6523. 1-800-400-6523.
Do you still owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? Did you know fear of the IRS ranks number one? Well, I take that fear away. Hi, this is Rich Boggs again, founder and CEO of Nationwide Tax Relief. I run one of the largest tax relief firms in the country. If you are still suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my team of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. 30,000 people have contacted my firm looking for tax help, and I want to help you. So, if you owe more than 20 grand in any back taxes, and you are one of the first 50 callers, your consultation is free on me. You don't have to deal with the IRS. The attorneys at Nationwide have got you covered. So pick up the phone and call now.
Call 888-282-9349. That's 888-282-9349. Call
88-282-9349. What, you don't like him, John?
No, I was just singing the Gonna Make You Lose Your Mind lyric. Sorry.
I just like how raw they are. I mean, I remember how outraged, just outraged, parents were about them because they didn't dress the same. They were brash. They were really just out there. Like, do you have The Last Time by them? See if you have The Last Time by them. We get a little sample of this before we go back to the phones. 641, 41 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. Okay, so say you're about 30 years old, right? And you've got teenage kids. Or maybe you're 35 and you're 40, you got teenage kids, right? And they get in the car with you, and they turn the rock and roll station on, and it ain't Pat Boone. This is what it sounds like. Oh, my God. What is this? Well, I told you once, and I told you twice. And you know what else, too? Mick Jagger is like a sexist in these songs. Listen to this. I'm going to put you down, girl, and I mean it. Used to dress, and Brian Jones would always have on those white shoes. And they weren't like the Beatles. They didn't all look the same. And if parents were horrified by the fact that the Beatles weren't clean cut, what about the Stones? What's that word I'm looking for? Misogynistic? These are misogynistic lyrics. Now, check out this part right here. You gotta admit, you dig this.
Yeah, man. Love the Stones.
This is like anti-establishment. See, that's the whole thing. You know, I'm just rambling about all kinds of stuff here this morning at 6:43. That's the whole thing that gets me. What happened to all of this anti-establishment? What happened to all of this
rebellious, you know, we're not accepting the status quo. And now, what happened to all these people? I guess they just all accepted the status quo, right? And so I'm like a 55-year-old immature child. But I can't roll with that. Where'd everybody go? Wouldn't you have to track down all those people who are in the audience of Woodstock and ask what happened to them? Bob's head of the Orange County, Texas Republican Party. But Bob, here you are, man, on this movie Woodstock, and you're walking around naked with your girlfriend. What happened to you? Charles in Lakewood. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Jake?
Good.
Hey, I'm headed up to Frisco on a morning trip, doing one of my morning deliveries. I've been wanting to say this for a while. I mean, I know we talk about everything. I remember every time the oil prices were going up, you come out and the gas prices were up 2 or 3 cents every time you turn around. And then you hear about it on the news all the time. But all of a sudden, when the oil prices go down on the gas, you never see it going down in the gas stations anymore. And I want to throw that out there because I'll be like, I know this guy, I get my gas at the same place all the time, and it's a family-owned place. He has like 4 or 5 gas stations. And I asked the guy, I said, you tell the main guy, how come every time when the oil prices go down, you guys aren't going down? And he laughs. But I'm serious. I mean, I'm serious. When is it going to go down any? You know what I mean? When it goes down in the oil prices, how come it don't go down? You know, I was wondering about that.
I don't have an answer to that. And we've had people on here and we've asked them repeatedly about this. And everybody gives a different answer as to how the gas prices are set.
Yeah.
So the one thing I do know is the gas station owners are not making that much money off of gasoline. But the oil companies are making huge profits. And it's like, yeah. Come on. Now, I know Henry Waxman and some of these others want to go after him. And, of course, the GOP, you know, doesn't want that to happen. But
yeah.
I don't know how these things are set. I don't have any way and any knowledge. And every person, every so-called quote-unquote expert that we ever put on here always says the same thing. Well, not the same thing. They always have different answers as to what the reasoning is. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I bet they all had the same answer when it was going up, though. When they kept going up every day, you turn around.
I don't know. I mean, we had a guy on here a couple of weeks ago, an economic professor, said that the United States government is buying oil like there's no tomorrow, and that's driving the price up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it that? Is it speculation? And how they set it at the gas pump, I have no idea. I have no idea who figures that out.
Yeah, because I remember when it got up to 140-something a barrel, and then all of a sudden, when it got back down to 133, you never seen it at the gas pump, you know. And I was like, well, why isn't that changing? I mean, they wait for it to go up to put it up, but they won't put it back down. You know, I mean, I was like, I don't know what's going on. I did everything I did, though. I'm like you. I own an older car. I own a 1990 New Yorker Chrysler, and I keep it, my little baby. And yesterday, I made sure I did all the oil change again, filters, and checked the air, and I even put a new thermostat in there. And it rides a lot better on gas, but it's still bothering me. You know, I mean, I'm like, dang. You know, so I was just wondering.
You know what? People who drive without out-of-tune automobiles really, really bother me. Hey, man, thanks. I appreciate the call. Be safe.
All right, bye.
All right. Mick, Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning there, Jay.
Hey, man.
Brother, I got to tell you, your bumper music, that's the best in town, could be the best in the country. So whatever you think you're doing wrong, you're not.
Well, we're just kind of more or less breaking the rules is basically what we're doing.
Talk about misogynistic. Stray Cat Blues by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Well, all that stuff was. How about Under My Thumb?
Under My Thumb, yeah.
Do we have that, John? Do we have Under My Thumb? Let's get a little taste. Hold on a second, Mick. Let's get a little taste of that song. I mean, okay, you know, that would never fly today.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't.
Here we go. A little taste of this. And boy, you know, women. I'd love to hear what women have to say about this, about the lyrics. I mean, this is really, really sexist. Check it out.
Under My Thumb. Down.
Okay, that okay, the clothes she wears,
yep.
That's like, you know, it's it's up to me.
That's right.
That's sexist.
That was the mod era, you know? That was the era of Carnaby Street and everything, where you talk about parties today, nothing compared to back then, you know?
I really kind of liked. I kind of like that mod look a little bit.
Well, yeah, of course, because it spread out. It was, you know, it turned people on. It got people, you know, going in all types of directions of exploration, and all. Jay, I mean, you were in high school back then.
Sure,
you know?
But I wonder if somebody did that. I wonder if somebody did that kind of song. And maybe there are songs out there. Well, there's a lot of rap that's that way. I think there's a lot of people. I think a lot of people would be upset if there was mainstream rock and roll in which they were doing those kinds of lyrics.
You know, there is today. I just went to see a show, Less Than Jake, from Gainesville, Florida, and these guys are like in their mid 30s, going into their 40s now, and they were playing to a crowd that was basically, you know, kids between, 14 and 22 years old, and they love them. And some of the lyrics were pretty, pretty out there on the edge. They were magnificent. I went and I took my son, kind of chaperoned a bunch of his friends and stuff like that. There's a lot of good music out there that we just don't hear. And here's the thing, that today, commercialism and the buck, Charles, everybody's making a buck on everybody else. Just about, there are some good people that, you know, can see that, and they, you know, they try to be as fair as possible. But small business, like your guy yesterday that you had on, they're getting hammered, and they just don't see where the hammer's coming from. That it's coming from up top.
Yeah, I think you're right about
I know
that.
I know you're almost at the top, but I just wanted to say, Jay, that we got to get together sometime and talk. You got to do something. You know, you got to be somewhere. I've tried to catch you at your, you know, the public venues where you might be there. And all because it's a lot better talking to you live than.
What do you mean? What are you saying? I'm sitting here and I'm dead?
No. I mean we've had face to face encounters. I wanted to ask you about the music I gave you. If you ever listened to it.
Yeah, it was great.
The ducks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It was great.
Well, I'll keep pushing stuff like that to you. I got to catch up with you, you know, live sometime, and you know, buy you whatever the beverage of your choice is.
A milk.
Whatever it is. I like chocolate milk myself. So, and I was going to talk about what you were, you know, saying about how do we torpedo Fox?
No, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying was, well, it was a whole, it was like 45
I have,
minutes.
Ago. I have a
point. I got to read some traffic. I love you, man.
We'll talk again, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buddy. Have a good one.
Okay, call me again. I was just saying it. I don't know what I was saying 45 minutes ago. I just rambled like this whole hour, and I can see it now.
What did we talk about?
I can see it now. Well, you know that guy, Jay Marvin? That's one of the worst radio shows in America. The guy doesn't say anything. He has no content. All he does is ramble. Hey, look, don't encourage me, or I'll do it that way for 3 more hours. How about that? No phone calls for 3 hours and just me. No. On second thought, even I don't want to hear myself for 3 hours. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's hear from John Turk.
Traffic's thick and busy on most of the highway surrounding downtown. Going to find slow speeds on eastbound 6th Avenue at Federal, southbound I-25 at 104th, and again after I-70. It's also busy in Commerce City on westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. It's going to find speed in the 20s as well from Parker Road to I-25 as you travel southbound on 2 1/4, but still accident and stall free in Denver and Boulder. Today's forecast, scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing this afternoon. Look for a high of 96, still 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, home to 8 community health centers, has immediate openings for registered nurses, nurse practitioners, health care partners, and clerical support. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level 1 care for all.
60 Minutes. The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grove.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and to your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone who requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-900-5519. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-900-5519. 1-800-900-5519.
I swear to you, that's that's Bjork. Her career must not be doing what it once was. No, doesn't that sound like Bjork to you? It is Bjork. Yeah. I'd like to share some fish oil with Bjork.
55 minutes after the hour here on AM. Mary, I'm just kidding. 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Shopping for automobiles is okay. It's like going to the dentist. I mean, let's face it. Isn't it? It is. It's like, oh, I don't want to do that. It takes all day. What a hassle. Can't trust these people. Just don't want it. Well, I understand all of that. And I give you the pitch every day, four times a day, about Rockies. And about the fact that they've got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. That they have just about everything you can think of there. So whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. Here's an important thing. They walk you through the process step by step. It doesn't take them forever to get it done. They don't pull any punches. They don't play any games. They lay their cards on the table. They tell you what's what. For instance, let's say you go out there and you see a Mazda. And I love these Mazda RX-8s. So let's say you see a Mazda RX-8. Let's say you get out there and see a Ford Focus. I love those Ford Focuses too, especially in speed yellow. So you get out there and you see one and you want it. They'll show you the book price on the car. Plus, they have their matching down incentive, which saves you money, and they want to see your trade, which is going to save you even more money. And they really go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. So check them out. Rockies Autos are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you can see them right there at 63rd and Federal.
This school year, give your kids the right start for the right price. Stop by the Walmart Vision Center and pick up a new pair of glasses for just $40. $40, that's it for frames and lenses. They'll be able to see the chalkboard better, and they'll be able to learn better. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
If you really want to be my friend.
6:57 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you. On the hour that has lacked intellectual content. But I just had a great idea. And I want to lay it out there before this hour is up. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about net neutrality. And protecting our most important resource, which is the Internet. But how about this idea? You know what we should do? And we're probably the only radio station in town that can pull this off. We should get on some morning and do a whole morning of 4 hours of unlicensed, unrecognized music. All local bands. Good, bad, indifferent. Just to flash the rest of the music stations the finger for playing all this type playlist stuff. All right, coming up next, the Internet. We'll talk about it.
Everyone
loves a sale, and that's exactly what's happening with the growing foreclosure market. But before you go shopping, let Armando Montalongo from the number one real estate reality show, A&E's Flip This House, reveal his secrets on his free CD.
Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, and I flip houses for a living. Right now, we're entering into the greatest real estate market of our lifetime. The best time to make money is when there are cracks in the economy. Look, you don't have to be a handyman, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. I started when I was broke, and now I'm going to show my strategies and successes with you. You can do this. I'll show you how to take advantage of the current foreclosure market so that you can make huge profits. Just call and order my free CD.
Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime chance to flip and grow rich in a foreclosure market. Call now for Armando's free Flip and Grow Rich CD and DVD set. The CD and DVD set are free. Just pay a small shipping fee. Call 800-658-1334. That's 800-658-1334. Call 800-658-1334.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. If you're looking to buy a small pickup truck because it uses less gas than a big one, consider this. A new report from the insurance industry says small pickups don't do well in crash tests because they don't always come with side airbags and other safety features you'll find on bigger models. Adrian Lund is the industry's top safety expert.
The only small pickup that got a good rating for side impact protection in our test series was the Toyota Tacoma. The others were marginal or poor.
Sluggish truck sales played a big part in Ford's nearly $9 billion loss for the second quarter. CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us how the changing auto market is affecting the company's production plans.
Ford is converting three of its big truck plants to car production, and many of the vehicles those plants will make are small cars that Ford now sells in Europe.
The European vehicles are very well reviewed. They're solid. They're high quality. They look good.
Global Insight analyst Aaron Bragman, Ford also says it will increase the number of four-cylinder engines that it makes and double its hybrid production. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The federal minimum wage was $5.85 an hour yesterday. Today it's $6.55. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Trenise Neal says she appreciates the raise.
I'm so glad minimum wage is going up. I need that. We need that. Us single parents out here need that.
Governor Schwarzenegger is threatening to cut the pay of thousands of California civil servants to the federal minimum until legislators reach agreement on an overdue budget. Union leader Yvonne Walker isn't keen on that.
The governor, by doing this, is turning a budget crisis into a budget catastrophe. If he wants to play chicken, you don't play chicken with people's lives.
Congregations around the country are trying to make going to church a guy thing. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. How, Jim?
By going macho, Frank, there are more women than men in church, every denomination. Consequently, a lot of outreach is going on. Hundreds of houses of worship unabashedly attempting to become a guy's church. Gone are flowers and pastels. Now it's rustic ceilings, woodsy websites, sunbelt congregations holding beast feasts, wild game men banquets, fishing, hunting, golf mixed with God talk. USA Today says if the churches could pump essence of testosterone into the sanctuary, they'd do it, Frank.
Dolly is still dumping copious amounts of rain on Texas, but it's a tropical storm now, not a hurricane. On South Padre Island, Dave Price of the CBS News Early Show is getting a morning after look at the storm damage.
We've driven through South Padre and seen a lot of facade damage, water damage, canopies taken off, roof damage. Some of the hotels were particularly hard hit. The Bahia Mar, where we have been, lost two huge pieces of its sides, and the front and back of the hotel were blown out.
The relief bill for mortgages that passed the House yesterday could clear the Senate in a few days. The government says unemployment claims went up last week. S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Why take chances with your important documents? Trust the Design Print and Ship Depot at Office Depot, the only place you'll find Xerox certified print specialists. Get your copies made by the experts at Office Depot. Plus, now get 25% off all finishing services, including binding, laminating, and more. At Office Depot, we get it done right and on time. Office Depot, taking care of business. Available in store only. Offers not combinable with any other offer. Expires July 26th.
All right, so you want to install carpet in how many rooms?
All of them.
Ouch, that hurts.
No, see, it's only $199. Feeling better?
Yeah.
It's time to save big on carpet installation. Right now at the Home Depot, basic installation is just $199. That's any carpet style, all at our everyday low prices, and any number of rooms. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. We know more about what Denver police will not be using if they have to deal with protesters at the DNC. The police confirming they won't be using pain guns that use sonic waves, nor will they be using any that fire slime at protesters. But they're not saying if the $18 million equipment purchase includes more tear gas, pepper spray, or stun prods. Democratic Party Chief Howard Dean in Denver today. He's checking out Invesco Field, where Barack Obama will make his acceptance speech at the DNC next month. Yesterday, Dean walked through the Pepsi Center and complimented Denver's prep for the convention. Denver's water taking a minor step in trying to get the traffic flowing again at the Dillon Dam.
Well, through the eyes of those who use Dillon Dam Road, this is like the little Dutch boy using a single finger to prevent the flood. Denver Water cut a $50,000 check to an engineering firm. Its charge, try to identify a new route for the road and figure out construction costs. The study is just a study, though, as there are no estimates for when a new road would open. It's no relief for Summit County drivers, as the existing road will remain closed, just as it's been for weeks.
AM 760's Paul Eihander. In sports, a favorite decides to hang up his jersey. Broncos wide receiver Rod Smith today expected to officially retire. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 is about the slowest stretch of this morning's commute so far. That starts at about I-70, taking you towards Spear downtown. 270 is also loading up, as is eastbound 6th Avenue on that approach to Federal up to I-25. That thanks in part to some sun glare off the highway's crash at 35th in Quebec. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
For this summer's ultimate fun on the water experience, you need to get into a Sea-Doo personal watercraft or sport boat. For a very limited time, you can get no money down, no interest, and no payments until next season. Plus a gas card valued up to $2,000 based on model or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry in to your local Sea-Doo dealer today for details. Sea-Doo, the good life just got better. Offer ends 8/21/08, subject to credit approval restrictions apply. See dealer for details or visit seadoo.com.
You know how badly I want to scream?
Can I just do that to make myself feel better?
And once I hang up.
Just hold the phone away from your ear. The president is a damn liar!
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please, Mr. Marvin, must you be so severe? 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 97. If there is one rescuing factor, if there's one thing that we can look forward to with the way the media is today, it's the Internet. I mean, the Internet is, it's our gateway to expression, to exchange of information. I don't know, you know, John McCain's is why I don't know anything about being online. I've never done. I don't know how can you live in this country or anywhere in the world and not be online? We're going to talk about the media. We're going to talk about net neutrality. Our guest is Tim Carr, campaign director at one of my favorite organizations, Free Press. You can find them at freepress.org, and in the interest of disclosure, I have contributed to this organization. And, Tim, good morning, and welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
All right. Now, for those people who don't know what this is, because I get a lot of emails from people about this, explain what this whole net neutrality struggle is all about.
Sure. It can be as complex as you want to make it, but it really... it's pretty simple at a certain level. What's happening with the Internet right now is it's at this critical point in its history where more and more people are getting high-speed Internet connections. And that allows us not only to send emails or surf the web via our Internet connection, but we're now watching television, we're listening to radio, we're doing all of the things that traditional media, old media, used to do for us via a cable connection or a radio player, things like that. And so we are taking charge of our own media. And we're at this point in the history where all media is converging through this one high-speed internet connection that we have into our house. Now, the history of the internet has been such that we could always, once we go online, we get to decide wherever we want to go. We could choose, I could go to my cousin's blog, or I could go to CNN.com, and it's my choice. The control over my internet experience resides with me, as it does with every other user of the internet. So we're facing this, that control, that freedom to choose, is what's called net neutrality. It's a principle that says once you're online, only you get to decide where you go, what you do, and who you connect with. Now, as a lot of the old media, traditional media companies don't like this because their whole business model is predicated on control of your experience.
Yeah, including this one.
Yes, exactly, which is you're pushing advertisers targeted. And it starts changing the business models in radical ways, and they don't like it. So a lot of the companies that control our internet access, phone and cable companies like AT&T, Verizon, Quest, Comcast, want to start to throttle our internet connection, filter it in ways that allow them to control that experience. And when you do that, it undermines the complete democratic principle of the internet. This is a revolutionary media. It is this amazing media that returns control of our information experience to the users, and what they're trying to do is restore the old media system on new media, and it's a real threat. There's a fight that's happening in Washington, D.C. between very powerful phone and cable lobbyists and grassroots organizations such as Free Press and others over ultimately who controls the internet, and it's happening right now.
The amazing thing to me is that a lot of people have yet to figure out how to monetize this new technology. But still, I see it as being not only about money, but I also see it as being about an intellectual threat. In other words, it's something that no one can control. So you can get virtually anything you want out there, and there are people out there who run blogs and websites that have ridiculous stuff on them. But there are also people out there doing some very serious journalism and some very serious intellectual writing, regardless of what your political stance is. And it's something that the powers that be can't get a hold of and can't control. And so now what they want to do is they not only want to monetize it, but more importantly what they want to do is they want to grab control of it.
You know, I mean, you're absolutely right, and the real trick there is figuring out the business models that work for the internet. And the old media business model is under threat. But there are new models that have emerged. There are ways that internet companies have profited from their experience. Google, for example, has done very well by attaching advertising to the sort of search terms that people put into the internet. That's a model that works. And there are other models that are sort of percolating up that are working, and that's in a way that's kind of the beauty of the internet. It allowed people to introduce new innovation, to put them out on the web, and they rise or fall based on their own merits. You know, if people use your website, you get more traffic, you can monetize that. There's a good idea. If your application is successful, it sort of rises to the top because people choose that web application or website of their own volition. And the problem that we have now is that a lot of the old media system doesn't really like that. They would rather use their control over content, for example. A lot of these companies that control internet access, like Time Warner Cable, also has this massive content company called Time Warner, which controls CNN and other things, and they want to do what's called vertical integration. They want to use their content and use their access to consumers to control your web experience. So, yeah, I mean, there's this great potential, and the great thing about the internet is it has fostered new innovation, new ideas, economic innovation, because it has been this level playing field. And you have to remember that the greatest innovations in the internet have not been introduced by these very large companies like AT&T and Time Warner. They've actually been introduced by kids working out of their college dorm room, are hobbyists who have a new idea. I mean, the person who invented eBay, for example, was just a hobbyist who liked selling stuff online and said, hey, there's this great idea. I can create a system where people can buy and sell, and created eBay. So we have to continue to foster that openness and to allow for that innovation on the web by making sure that there are no gatekeepers, that you can't allow these larger companies to come in and say, we like this business, but we don't like this business. We're going to push traffic in one direction and away from these sort of startups.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Tim Carr, campaign director at Free Press. Go to freepress.org, and we're talking about net neutrality. Yeah, the other thing is, if you think about this, if a person works this right and knows how to do it, one person can get together with five other like-minded people and start a whole political and social revolution and never have to fire a shot to do it and never have to take to the streets to do it. They can do it through the digital age, and I think one of the people that has proven this to be true is Barack Obama, because look how successful he has used the Internet to get people together, to raise money. I mean, he's been extremely successful. There's also a figure out that I read that in the area of commerce, 64% of all book sales was online last year. So it's eating into everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, the interesting thing about Barack Obama is that he's come out of a background of traditional organizing on the streets of Chicago. He kind of understands the bottom up principles, the kind of, you know, grassroots principles that are very conducive to the Internet and using the Internet to organize politically. And the Democrats and progressives have a stronger history in that when during the Dean campaign. In 2004, there was a lot of energy around online organizing, and a lot of the people who were involved in that, his online organizers, really young people, after the Dean campaign, you know, came to an end, are still working on those issues. So the Democrats actually kind of have a leg up when it comes to online organizing, and Republicans actually have done quite well using traditional media like talk radio.
The Internet is for progressives and liberals what talk radio is for conservatives.
That's right. I mean, and progressives have started to make some inroads in talk radio, as you probably know well. It's hard to compare that to the base of listeners that people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity have already established over the years. That's a powerful political force.
I think part of that, though, has to do with media concentration, though.
Absolutely. I mean, they have just signed, both of them have just signed lucrative contracts with very powerful media companies that are consolidated and own, you know, hundreds and hundreds of stations across the country. So they can amplify their message through this consolidation problem. And that's something that we work on as well at freepress.net. We're concerned about the effects of media consolidation and how that sort of leeches local voices and diverse views out of commercial radio.
It really does. You know, I hate to say this. I don't hate to say it. I've said it on the air before. I know it sounds like a crackpot conspiracy, but I really believe this to be true. At least I feel that it's true. In this country, In order for corporations and the government to get what they want, they don't have to do what a totalitarian state like North Korea or Syria or Saudi Arabia or any of those places. They don't have to do we don't have to do what they do, which is put troops on the streets, put police on the streets, listen to people's, I was going to say listen to people's phone calls. Listen to me, that's stupid. Okay, but they don't have to do the traditional things. Why? Because they have the media, because their hands are in the media, because they've got control of it. So they're not only selling you things, but they're also shaping your opinion and your ideas. So if you have an out-of-the-box idea about something, if you're not a traditional thinker, or if you're a huge or becoming a huge dissenting voice, then what they end up doing is they end up marginalizing you demonizing you and pushing you off the stage or not giving you access. The thing that stops that is the internet. Because any person with a keyboard and a computer connection and a screen can potentially reach out and grab as many people as they can and get their philosophies and their thoughts out. And I think it's a threat.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I don't think it's exaggeration or hyperbole to say that the internet is the greatest invention in history. And it's great because it does create this level playing field where once you get online, you are on the level with everybody else who's online. And you know, there are examples of how the internet has created, you know, political and social change. I think I'm thinking about the Macaca videotape of Senator George Allen.
Yeah, there you go.
In
there
2006,
you go.
Where you had one guy, he was a student from, I think, University of Virginia, who was sitting there with a simple video camera at a campaign rally, and Senator George Allen, who was then running for to be reelected, pointed him out and made what many believed to be a racial slur about him. And this guy took that little clip, it's only about a minute long, and he put it on YouTube. And within days, it had millions of viewers. And as a result, Allen, who was the front runner in that campaign, lost in Virginia to a Democrat, Jim Webb, and it completely changed the composition of the Senate. And so you see one guy with a video camera really did something that changed the structure of our government. So you can, that's just a, you know, that happened, that has the potential to happen in 2008. It's also can be true about economic innovation, ideas like that. It's just so revolutionary.
It is revolutionary. You know, the thing is, it used to be in the old days, before all this happened, it used to be in the old days. Like, if you liked somebody, let's say an author, you'd write the publisher, and the publisher would have to forward it to the author, and you might or might not get an answer. Today, you go in and Google somebody's name. Chances are they have a website. Chances are you can send them an email, and you'll get an email back, maybe. But that's a lot better than it was the way before. I have this author that I really like. His name is Jose Latour. He's a former he is a writer from Cuba who's gotten off the island, and he's living in Canada. And I ran across his name one day, just typing in, you know, different people's names in Google. And he has this website. So I sent him an email. So lo and behold, about like 2 hours later, he answers me. Now, you know, you never could get that in the old days. There's some parts of the internet that are dangerous, though, I think. For instance, Huffington Post runs this feature every once in a while, which I think is not very cool, where you can go look up, according to zip codes and states and names, who gives what money to what political parties. Yeah, you can make the argument that that stuff is public knowledge via FEC records, but Huffington Post will give you a direct map to that person's house. I find that to be kind of intrusive.
Well, I think there are both sides to that argument. I think it's important. I mean, the way money influences politics in this country it is very, very dangerous, and we do need to push for some sort of transparency. So when you're thinking about voting for one candidate as opposed to another, you have access to the financial information, the people who support that candidate, because lo and behold, a lot of times you'll find members of Congress voting with the very powerful corporations that funded their campaigns, and that's a fundamental threat to our democracy. But I just wanted to get back to this original point about how the internet is so revolutionary and how it has created this level playing field that has empowered people in amazing ways. We are at this point in the history of the internet again, where people are connecting to high speed connections, and where this sort of freedom is now under threat. The phone and cable lobby, phone and cable companies control more than 98% of high speed internet connections to the home in America, have mobilized around or against this issue of net neutrality. This open principle, because they want to have more control over this new world of high-speed broadband connections. And if they get that control, if they win over Congress people and get laws passed that will allow them to filter and block and degrade internet connections, we stand to lose a lot. So a lot of people are getting organized around this. We run a coalition called SaveTheInternet.com, which has killed legislation that the phone and cable lobby has tried to pass, and we're fighting day by day, week by week, to make sure that our fundamental internet freedoms are protected.
Yeah, we've all got to rally around this. You're right about this, and we have to beat this back, because you know what it'll do if we don't do it, and if we're asleep at the switch, this will be another Telecom 96, in which most of the majority of the public didn't realize what was going on, and then wakes up one day and says, uh-oh, something's happened here. What's gone on? And, well, the genie's out of the bottle, and you can't put the genie back in the bottle. I've tried. I mean, you can't get a sitting congressman to sit and have an hour conversation with you on this topic. I mean, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. And they're scared of the media, too, I maintain. They don't want to take them on. They don't want to antagonize them.
Well, we have to make them talk about it. I think, you know, in 2006, we sent 1.5 million letters to Congress about this issue of net neutrality, and it's now on the radar of members of Congress. They may not want to talk about it because a lot of them have conflicts of interest. They accept money from powerful phone and cable companies, but we have to put them on the record about net neutrality, and we have to make sure that our members of Congress are supporting this issue, and we have the prospects in 2009 in the next Congress to pass legislation that would make net neutrality the law of the land. So people need to stand ready, and when that legislation is moving, you know, get rally at SaveTheInternet.com and elsewhere to make sure that all of our elected members of Congress are in support of this fundamental right.
All right. Well, listen, it's SaveTheInternet.com, and people can also go to FreePress.org.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's FreePress.net.
Oh, FreePress.net.
Yeah.
Okay, and SaveTheInternet.net?
.com.
SaveTheInternet.com. Okay. People need to write down those URL addresses, and we need to get mobilized, and we need to get organized, and we need to do something about this and preserve our democratic freedoms and our right to the access and the idea of trading free information. So, once again, I want to urge all of you out there to get involved with FreePress.net. Best organization going out there, especially if you're like me and you just have an intense interest in the media. Tim, please, keep us updated as to what goes on here, and when there is significant developments, please contact us, because we I'd love to put you on and you know, keep close watch on this.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for paying attention to this issue. You're right, it's critical.
It is critical. Tim, thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, there's Tim Carr from FreePress.net. Tim Carr, or you go to the SaveTheInternet.com. And we really need to think about doing this, because the Internet, I mean, it's a free flow of information, plus look how much influence you can have simply by taking 10 minutes at a keyboard. You can have a lot of influence. A lot of influence. And the Internet, you know what the Internet is? I'll tell you what the Internet is. It's the people's media. 727, 27 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here is the People's Commute with John Turk.
Single-digit speeds coming into the city on southbound I-25, starting back around 58th Avenue, continues all the way past the stadium. It's also stacked on eastbound 6th Avenue and eastbound I-70, beginning at Sheridan, and that lasts all the way to I-25. Eastbound 270, also real full at the moment. It's going to be stop-and-go for you from 76 down to Vasquez. And do got a crash near the airport on Tower Road at Pena Boulevard. We're also working an accident in Littleton on Littleton Boulevard at Windermere. Your forecast, partly cloudy with isolated afternoon thunderstorms.
So you've heard about the high quality at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Did you also know they're affordable? July is set sale month at Freehoff's, and here are just some of the great deals. A Meadowcraft classic wrought iron set that's four chairs and a table for only $682. Or a Torrens retro style metal set in all those fun colors, only $429. And if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also haul away your old stuff. Spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs, at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Your own hair back in its original color, we're going to let you try the ScalpMed Topical Hair Regrowth System absolutely risk-free for 60 days. You can regrow your hair. No weaves, no transplants, no illusions. Get your risk-free trial by calling 1-800-400-8124. ScalpMed contains Vitadil, clinically proven to regrow hair. Vitadil's topical formula is the maximum strength the FDA allows, and it won't make your scalp itchy or greasy or cause undesirable side effects that get in the way of your sex life. There's even a formula that's designed specifically for women. So take the challenge. Try ScalpMed absolutely risk-free, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Your own hair will start to grow back thicker, fuller, and faster than you ever thought possible. Get your risk-free trial right now by calling 1-800-400-8124. That's 1-800-400-8124.
Place. Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $14.99. Or 5 quarts of Castrol Syntec motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard filter for $26.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
This school year, give your kids the right start for the right price. Stop by the Walmart Vision Center and pick up a new pair of glasses for just $40. $40. That's it for frames and lenses. They'll be able to see the chalkboard better, and they'll be able to learn better. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Barack Obama at Invesco Field. Sure, why not? It's corporate, it's big. John McCain could never fill a stadium. He's not even at the large theater level. Now there's this new tag on this stadium appearance where the Broncos play. Denver's got to be happy. Broncos haven't won a Super Bowl since 1998. Barack is their best shot to go all up.
Randy Rhoads, afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Bronco fans, I feel your pain. I'm a Miami Dolphin. Hello.
Good morning, 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I can identify with Randy Rhoads. Isn't it tough to root for a team or root for anybody in a competitive sport and they just keep losing? And you just have, you know, you put some emotional investment into that. I'm sure there's some of you out there who think, well, you know, she's nuts, I'm nuts, everybody's nuts, who puts emotional investment into that kind of stuff. But you got to have some kind of escape from what's going on. You know what? I want to ask a question here that is not of political importance. I'm just interested in this. So if you want to write this off as being boring, go ahead. But my internet connection is through Quest. I know a lot of you have Comcast, but my internet connection is through Quest. The email system that I use is web-based. You remember the old days of the internet where you had an email program and then you downloaded your email and then you dealt with it. My email is web-based. But I can't stand my email provider because there's just too many screw-ups. And you have an email provider for a long time. You have a list of all the people that, you know, your contacts, and you have all this saved mail, and you've got all this stuff piled up. So you start getting into the situation where you got to keep using it because you're scared to make a jump. And I can't be the only one who's into this boat. I mean, there's got to be others of you that are in the same thing. But if I had to have a, if I had to hold an opinion poll here, if I had, you know, if somebody were to call you up and ask and hold a consumer opinion poll about email, and I know this is not the most, but you know what? In a way, it is. It's like one of the most. It's one of the biggest things, because how many of us, it's one of the biggest things we use. How many of us don't use email other than John McCain? How many of us don't? John, do you know of anybody, of any of your friends who don't use email? You got any friends who don't?
My stepmother doesn't.
Okay, but that's
it. She doesn't know how to use a computer.
Okay, but that's it. I mean, all your friends, though, your peer group of friends, all have email, right?
Yeah.
You and I both have Facebook pages.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many hours do you think we spend shooting email back and forth? Not between the two of us, but to everybody we know. Hours, right?
I don't think I spend as much time on the internet as you do a day. I know you spend a good portion of your day on the internet. I probably spend about, once I leave work, probably about 2 hours on the internet a day.
But we both have handheld devices.
Yeah. But I don't think most people do have these handheld email devices yet.
So we email between the two of us.
Yeah. I don't know how we lived without the internet before.
Okay. Now, you and I both have station email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also got private email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. Well, I don't know. You want to talk about who's your private? I mean, I don't think they can find out your email address. But I mean,
I use Comcast.
Okay, are you happy with that?
It's been pretty. Yeah, I'm not unhappy. Haven't had any problems really.
All right, I'm interested to know what people use and what they think is the best email system out there. At 303-713-7600. And I remember once before I asked this question on the air, not about email, but I asked this question about websites, and it flopped miserably. Nobody called in and gave us any information. But if you're going to make an email choice of a web-based email provider, or just an email provider, period, who would you use and where would you go?
Gmail's pretty popular.
Okay, well, now you're going to make me admit it. I have Gmail, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm not happy with it. I'm not
happy. You're constantly changing your email provider.
No, I don't constantly change it. I've had the same one since you and I have known each other.
No, that's not true.
What did I have before?
Mac.
Oh, I did have Mac for a while, sure.
And there was something else, too.
No, there was nothing but that.
Was it Mac and it's from Mac straight to Gmail?
Yeah, it was Mac to Gmail. And I can tell you exactly why I changed from Mac. I can tell you exactly why I changed from Mac. Because at that particular time, Mac when it was web-based, Mac didn't supply a spell checker, which I need.
Don't we all?
Well, okay, but I mean, that's the reason.
Right. That's weird. They didn't have a spell checker.
Well, plus you have to pay Mac in order to use theirs. And I guess it's the prestige of the email address. And I've still got that Mac account, by the way. But how do you take all the information you've acquired and transfer it over to the next email account? And
it's impossible.
It's impossible. So you lose all that stuff, and you got to get.
That's why you still got to have a black book, a physical black book that you write down your addresses and emails and phone numbers. You got to have
them. You know what? You're absolutely right about that. All right, we'll get some traffic, and then I want to get some of your opinions here. There's no right or wrong. There's only your consumer adventures on what you think the best email system is. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and John takes us to the highway to heaven.
A couple really slow stretches around town, southbound I-25 from 58th down to 20th, and on eastbound 270 from I-76 to Vasquez. Watching single-digit speeds there. Elsewhere around town, the usual jams on southbound 225 at Parker Road, eastbound C-470 at Lucent, and on eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. I-70 also busy in both directions around the Mousetrap. Look out for a two-car accident at Tower Road in Pena, and also have an injury accident at Littleton Boulevard in Windermere. Your forecast: scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, and a high of 96. Right now, 69 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Swing into Albert's Family Restaurant for their grand opening celebration July 25th. Join them from 5 to 9 p.m. Enjoy fried chicken, jambalaya.
Every day, we're getting smarter. Health smart organic foods, gas smart hybrid cars, and now eco smart organic insecticides. EcoSmart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective EcoSmart. Ant and roach, fly insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. It's State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
10 and stupidity reigns. Listen, here is some good content, and here is something that isn't stupid. If you're going to go out and shop for a car, you might as well get the best deal you possibly can. And in this day and age, this means a lot. If you're driving around and you're just not happy with your gas mileage, if you're not happy with the size of your car payment, if you're just not happy, period, I suggest you do some comparison shopping, and I suggest one of the places you go is Rocky's Autos. Their inventory of late model, previously owned vehicles is outstanding, with more inventory coming all the time. And they lay their cards out on the table. You go out there, you find something you like, and you see a Ford Focus, and which I happen to think those are pretty hot cars, and you see one and you think to yourself, boy, I'd really like to have that. Give me some more information. They'll show you the book on that car. They have their matching down incentive. And yeah, they do want to see your trade-in. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They've been around since 1982, so they got street creds. Man, they've got the reputation to back it up, and I'm here to tell you, as a customer and as somebody who's a friend of theirs and pretty closely associated with them, that if you're going to buy a car, you owe it to yourself to get to Rocky's and see if you can save yourself some money. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Morning, gentlemen. Want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications such as heart attack. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
It's time to get more for less. Because right now at the Home Depot end of season clearance event, you can save 25% or more on select items throughout the store. Everything from cordless power tools, hand tools, wet dry vacs, and more. All from your favorite brands like Ridgid, Ryobi, and DeWalt. Just look for the yellow tags and save. At the Home Depot end of season clearance event, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
After the hour here on AM 760, we have Progressive Talk. John Turk, who likes to play a lot of police because he was at the concert and had backstage passes.
This isn't the police.
And hung out with Sting. No, I'm just kidding. I realize it's not.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You thought it was the police.
That's a Clash, isn't it?
Oh, come on, dude.
No, it's not. It's, you know who it is? It's, Elvis Costello. Come on. 7:43, 43 minutes after the hour. Okay, internet emails. Who do you use here? Who do you recommend I switch to? 303-713-7600. Get off your lazy booty. Get off your half moons and get involved in this. And, clue me out. Let's have like a consumer thing going here, which never hurts anybody. Here's Claire in Loveland. Claire, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I've had a lot of internet service providers that I really hated and got lousy service in the past few years. I've had one that I absolutely love. It's Front Range Internet. It's out of Fort Collins. The addresses are FRII. And the tech support is excellent. Not that I need to call them very often, but when I do, they are polite. They are efficient. They get the job done. You're not on hold forever. They're local. They're personable. I love it.
Can anybody anywhere along the Front Range use them?
I believe so. I don't know how far they extend. Actually, they are in Fort Collins, but I think it's Front Range, as far as I know.
Now, do you use them? What do you use for email? I mean, do you have an email program or what?
I have an email through them. It's Outlook Express is the actual program on the computer, but my email address is at frii.com. And then that's through Quest DSL. And I don't know how else you can get FRII internet.
Well, I have Quest DSL, so I wonder why I couldn't sign up for it.
I don't see why not. Give them contact. You know, they're in the phone book, or you can at fry.com, you can look them up online. And, I mean, I'm amazed at how much I love them, because I have hated, we had earthworms. I thought I was going to have to, I don't know.
Well,
they were so bad.
But see what I really need is, here's what I need. I need a web-based email. I can't
Hotmail or something.
Well,
like
I
that.
Can't decide who to choose from. I can't decide. Do I go to Yahoo? Do I go to Hotmail? I don't want to stay with Gmail. How do you transfer all that information over? I mean, who's out there?
The other thing is, you call the people at Fry and about transferring information over, and they'll tell you they're really, really helpful, nice people. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
I'm home and local.
Yeah, in this day and age, that is surprising. Okay, give their name again.
Front Range Internet Incorporated, I guess. It's FRII.com.
All right, Claire, thanks. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, there's somebody who's happy with what they have. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I've got mine through GoDaddy, and I love it. I'm able to get it through the web. And through my cell phone and through, the program like Outlook, or I use one called Thunderbird. And the nice thing about it is you can control what's after the app. So, you could do at jmarvinshow.com or whatever, whatever domain you wanted with it. But it also has the webmail tied in.
Really? And how much do you pay for that?
It's like $6 a year or something like that. It's not very much at all.
It's only $6 a year?
Right. You register the domain name with them, and they give you the email free with the domain name. And then after that, you could roll out, a site or whatever, and you'd have to pay more for that, for putting a web page with it. But just getting the name and the email, $6 a year.
What's the tech support like?
It's not bad. I've only had to call them about twice. And you do have to wait on hold, but not as long as with Comcast or Quest or anybody.
Maybe I should look into that. Maybe that's the way to go. But I gotta have something that's web based. That's the whole.
And that's the thing. It is. It's web based, but you have the additional options of using your PDA phone with it, or using your regular program like Outlook with it. So you can do all three at the same time, which is what I do. So if I'm at home, I sit down and just bring up Outlook and I work with it, or Thunderbird, and you can, have that full capability. Then when I'm at the office, I just bring it up online on the webpage.
Yeah, see, that's what I need. I need something where I can bring it up online no matter where I am, and also something that'll feed my my cell phone.
And it does that too.
All right, man, that sounds like a good thing. Hey, Josh, thank you. Thank you for the recommendation.
All right.
Thanks. All right. See, you want to know something, you go to the people who listen to this radio station. 303-713-7600, 748, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You want to know something about the financial markets? What's going on with that? Well, we'll check in with our man Mike Spear, and then we'll take more of your calls. So stick around.
Jay, got single-digit speeds coming into the city on southbound I-25, starting back at 58, so it's a little thicker than usual. Continues around to the Invesco Field at Mile High. It's also stacked on eastbound 6th Avenue coming in from Sheridan. Same deal on eastbound I-70. Now another problem spot, eastbound 270, stop and go from 76 all the way to Vasquez. And we have just two crashes out there, one at Tower Road in Pena and another one in Littleton at Windermere and Littleton Boulevard. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Going to be another hot one with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Right now, 69 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Red, white, and moo. Visit the Arapahoe County Fair July 23rd through the 27th, where you'll enjoy unlimited carnival rides, music, fireworks.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airlines, restrictions. $250 maximum refund.
Don't let car buying make you sad.
Just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go.
Even when you got no dough.
Go to It'sMyCarNow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash. And your credit's bad. This is not a problem at It'sMyCarNow.com.
Auto loans is what we do. Period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for?
It'smycarnow.com.
It'smycarnow.com.
When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
7:50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And here's our man, Mike Spear, our economic guru. He's the executive vice president, and he's got his own office, and you don't get to be the executive vice president unless you either apple polish or know what you're doing. And in your case, I think you know what you're doing. I don't think it's apple polishing.
Well, I'd like to think that's true, but, you know, I've done a little apple polishing, too, so it could be get mixed up there someplace in translation.
Oh, okay.
You never know.
Okay, so you admit to doing some apple polishing. Is that what you're telling me?
I guess.
Okay.
Put some lipstick on that pig, they said to me, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Dress it up and take it to town.
That's right.
Here's some information from USA Today. The oil rally, once in overdrive, has run out of gas, igniting a stock-buying binge. What about this?
Well, you know, there has been, the last few days, a nice recovery in the stock market. Now, look, you know that what I do is try to look at this intelligently and not let my emotions take over, because most people, or many investors, invest with their emotions. They get terribly scared when the market's about ready to bottom out and come back and they get out. And they get real excited, and exuberance takes over in 2000 when the stock market was at an all-time high and was due to correct. You know, they just can't stand hearing anymore at the cocktail parties that their friends are making a bunch of money in the market, and they get in at the wrong time and out of the right time at the wrong time frequently. So what we try to do is Jay, read the charts, read the numbers, and history repeats itself. It has time and time and time again. I'm never going to get you in right at the very bottom or out right at the very top. But if we can just add a little bit more to the upside and subtract a little bit more to the downside, I think the relationship would be worthwhile. Now, having said that, the Dow is off 85 points today. It's giving back a little bit. The NASDAQ Composite's down 14. The S&P's down 6, and the Russell's down 4. So a little bit of giving back after we had some mixed results on economic news today and mixed results on earnings. So, you know, the market giveth and the market taketh away.
How about the price of oil? What's that look like this morning?
Oil is very little changed right now. It's up 14 cents a barrel at $124.55. So oil is hanging in there. But about a week ago, I said, watch this. If it breaks below $131 a barrel, it breaks technical support, and it could drop significantly more. And as soon as it broke that $131 a barrel, that's when it broke support, because it had come. And you'll see it on a chart, Jay. If people come in, we'll show it to them. It came down and held at 131, went back up, came down and held at 131, went back up. It did that a number of times. Finally, when it broke below that support, bam, below 131, sure enough, it dropped down fairly significantly and fairly rapidly. Now, will it continue? Who knows? But we can certainly try to stack the odds in your favor if you're working with us at Presidential Brokerage, Jay.
All right. Call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. I will vouch for Mr. Spear. He does work for Mary and myself, which is basically how I met him, and he can do work for you. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. These are the folks to see. Mike Spear's a guy to talk to. 303-749-2770. Mike, we will plug in tomorrow and see what's up.
All right, Jay. Hey, thanks a lot.
You got it, brother. See ya. All right. 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's orrlaw.com for a free consultation.
Robert Dillon, how does it feel? Okay, I'm asking about emails here. What email program are you using? Let's go to Bob, because, I'm fed up with Gmail. Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, just wanted to check in with you guys on that. I actually have Comcast as well, and I have had nothing but a good time with them, especially with their email. Their email is really good. They offer a couple different programs. I know you said you were concerned about when you do that switch, getting all that information to switch over. They actually provided me access to a program. I can't remember what it was called, but they'll be able to tell you. Brought all my emails from my other provider over into my new email with them. They also have a universal address book that they give you access to, which allows you to keep addresses from all your different emails all into one and be able to send and receive through those. I have their phone service. Pretty soon I'm going to be able to go on there and check my voicemail right on my email, too. So,
what about
apply,
the
save, download them, whatever.
Right. Is any of that web-based, though?
Yeah, all of it is.
Oh, okay. So, in other words, like I could look at my home email from here, right?
Just because it's Comcast, you don't have to be tied in on their connection to look at it. Yeah, you might have their home service and you can use it, but you could be anywhere using any internet connection and utilize all those things. So,
all right, man, I'll check it out. Hey, Bob, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Let's go to Mac in Wyoming. Mac, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Mac, you're on. You got about a minute and a half.
Sorry, man, I couldn't tell. Yeah, I use a fella out of Cheyenne, Wyoming called it. His company is called Open Vistas. And I've had no problem with him whatsoever. I get my email easily anytime I want to get it. In fact, I got it last night. I hadn't looked at it for a while. I had a job offer on there. Really been, cheap, effective, efficient. I don't know what else to tell you.
So that's good for people in Wyoming. What about those of us who don't live in Wyoming? Can we use it too?
You can still use it. You can use it across the nation as far as I know. It's called OpenVistas.net.
Well, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, check him out. He's a local guy, but he's been in it a long, long time. Kind of like you, you know. He sees something, gets into it, and then he's down with it until it runs out.
Yeah, I gotta make a switch. As much as I hate it and as painful it is as it is, I gotta make a switch. Mac, thank you, man. I appreciate the information.
All the best.
All right. Thank you, everybody who gave information. You see, if you really want to know something, this is the radio station to go to. Not because I'm the smartest guy on the on the planet, because the people who call here know everything there is to know about everything, and you can always get an answer to something. Okay, coming up, John McCain and this whole debate about media coverage of him. We'll plug into that. Stick around.
Minutes to CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. She assumed it would be a huge hassle and take all day. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it fast. Now that's convenient. So she called us and set up an appointment, which was simple with our 24/7 scheduling. And with our mobile service, I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her. Boy, was she surprised how easy it was to get her windshield fixed. She was thrilled with the results. And happy to know, our work is covered by a lifetime national warranty for as long as she owns the vehicle.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Civitani. John F. Kennedy made history in Berlin.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
A few hours from now, Barack Obama hopes to follow in his footsteps, speaking to what's expected to be a huge crowd.
It's been a political juggling act for the Germans as to where Barack Obama would give this speech. In the end, the site of the Victory Column, built after a war in the mid-1800s, was chosen. And preparations have been underway for a crowd that may number in the tens of thousands. Such is the anticipation of this Obama visit.
CBS's Mark Phillips in Berlin. President Bush could sign a mortgage relief bill into law in a matter of days. The bill would help hundreds of thousands of families, but it comes too late for one family in Taunton, Massachusetts. A woman there, distraught over losing her home, took a rifle and killed herself just as the house was about to be foreclosed. Carlene Balderrama sent a suicide note to the mortgage company.
She had faxed a letter note to them that stated by the time they foreclosed on the house today, she would be dead.
Police Chief Raymond Dober.
People showing up for an auction. She's inside dead. Husband comes in and he had no clue. I guess he turned over all the finances to her.
In Washington, the Senate is hearing about polygamy.
The hearing will focus on whether the federal government should be doing more about polygamists and ensuring laws in their communities in Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and other states are enforced.
They're breaking nearly every law you can imagine.
Rovina Erickson, born into a polygamist group, spent 34 years in a plural marriage and says abuse of women and sex with girls is common.
The rate of incest and sexual abuse is really high, because they can't report it.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, himself a Mormon and from Nevada, where some of these groups are, is among those pushing for a federal task force. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Some real men do eat tofu, but a new study finds that men who eat too much food with soy in it could have trouble becoming fathers.
What it found was that men who consumed at least half a serving a day had a reduction of their sperm count, and if they were overweight and obese, that reduction was even more magnified.
Dr. Ian Smith on the CBS News Early Show.
It's the American Hardy who is...
Swimming champion Jessica Hardy's first trip to the Olympics could be over before it began. CBS's Steve Futterman in Beijing tells us she tested positive for a banned substance.
Hardy qualified for the U.S. team earlier this month during the Olympic swimming trials in Omaha. According to her attorney, Hardy was tested three times during the trials. Two of the tests came back negative. One, though, came back positive.
This is just in. Sales of existing single-family homes fell 2.6% in June, more than expected. A report this morning from the insurance industry could make pickup truck buyers think twice before going small to save on gas. Compact trucks that were crash-tested without optional side airbags did poorly. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 83 points. This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
It's time to get more for less. Because right now at the Home Depot end of season clearance event, you can save 25% or more on select items throughout the store. Everything from cordless power tools, hand tools, wet dry vacs, and more. All from your favorite brands like Ridgid, Ryobi, and DeWalt. Just look for the yellow tags and save. At the Home Depot end of season clearance event, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Senator Ken Salazar holding fast on his position that oil shale development should not be quickened. Salazar wants to keep in place the moratorium on public land leases to oil companies. A local energy expert cautions that oil shale development, like wind energy, could take years to harvest.
We're not going to get it in the near future. All of those things are going to take a long time to replace the traditional fuels we've got.
Dr. Jeremy Boak is a geologist with the Colorado School of Mines.
But in some parts of the Piance Basin out in western Colorado, you could be producing one or more million barrels out of every acre, which is a lot richer than virtually any oil field in the world.
The scientist and the senator both agree it will take a lot of water to harvest that oil. Democratic Party head Howard Dean is in Denver today. Dean touring the Pepsi Center yesterday. He's checking out preparations at Invesco Field today, where Barack Obama will make his acceptance speech at the end of the DNC in August. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Slow speeds as you're coming out of the Thornton and Northland area, starting right around 120th towards 84th on I-25. Things will speed up for a little bit, then bog down again from about 858th, rather, past Spear. Heavy pockets on 225, especially after Parker Road towards DTC. Eastbound C-470, loading up Santa Fe towards Quebec. Off the highways, crews have cleaned up that accident, Tower and Pena. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Spend a little time, save a lot on gas. Call Rider Rangers at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. That's drcog.org or 303-458-POOL.
For this summer's ultimate fun on the water experience, you need to get into a Sea-Doo personal watercraft or sport boat. For a very limited time, you can get no money down, no interest, and no payments until next season. Plus a gas card valued up to $2,000 based on model or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry in to your local Sea-Doo dealer today for details. Sea-Doo, the good life just got better. Offer ends 8/21/08, subject to credit approval restrictions apply. See dealer for details or visit seadoo.com.
Do you believe in this war, yes or no?
Yes.
You believe this strongly, and you think that this is so right, go join up.
Got any plans for making it through the morning?
I don't know. How tough are you?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, those who often scream the loudest about all that stuff are always the ones who never want to go. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. 97, isolated thunderstorms. All right, we're going to talk about John McCain and the media coverage. What is the deal with John McCain and the media? And we're going to talk with a gentleman, Paul Alexander, who is a biographer of John McCain. And he's also written for Rolling Stone, the New York Times, the New York Times Magazine, New York, the Village Voice, Interview, which is a great magazine, Los Angeles Times Book Review, Out, Ad, The Advocate, The Nation, Cosmopolitan, Premier, The New York Observer, and The Guardian. Paul, Paul, is there anything you haven't written for? I just thought I'd have to ask. I mean, you know, like your resume is like 20 tons here.
Well, yeah, there's a few magazines left.
Oh, yeah, a few. Like, okay, so we run into people every day who say, oh, you know, listen, I've had a couple of cover stories in the New York Times Magazine. I've written for The Guardian. I've written for Interview. I've written, you know, right? I mean, like, I don't think I've ever had anybody on here that, and also you've written biographies of Sylvia Plath and James right. Dean and J.D. Right. Salinger.
Right. That's right. I've been busy. Have to pay the rent. New York's expensive, man.
let's forget about talking about John McCain. Let's talk about J.D. Salinger.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Isn't he like this really reclusive guy?
Sure, yeah. I thought it'd be interesting to write a biography about a recluse.
No, I mean, seriously, I mean, how does he...
I didn't know that's really why I wanted to do it.
I mean, does he make enough money off Catcher in the Rye that he can live that kind of life?
Absolutely, yeah. No, that book's been in huge demand for what?
Oh, God, 100 years.
Yes, it came out in 51. You're asking me about the wrong book. I don't remember all the details. 51, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're pushing, 60 years here. And, no, he's made a fortune, literally a fortune off that. He easily lives every year off the money he makes off the four books he published. He only published books between 1951 and 1963. That was it.
And he just stopped writing?
Well, that's the big debate among Salinger fans and Salinger scholars. Did he just stop writing? It's my opinion that he did not, that he continued to write. My question is just how good the material, you know, how, is it as good as his best stuff? You know, Franny, Zoe, and Catcher in the Rye.
Right. So what?
Eventually he will die.
I mean, yeah, and then all of a sudden we're going to find out he has like five trunks full of manuscripts.
Yeah, people do believe that that's the case. I think at this point, I mean, he's almost 90, so he has stopped writing, I think for physical reasons, several years back. But I think he wrote fairly consistently right up until, you know, maybe 8-10 years ago. I think there's a lot of stuff that he has.
Well, how much of a recluse? Well, we got to get to McCain, but I got to find this. I got to find this information out. How much of a recluse is he? I mean, where he lives? Like, do people ever see him? Does he ever out?
Yeah.
Or?
No, well, not much anymore because he's physically ill. But you know, when I was doing this book, you know, he was still. I saw him. I mean, he was in a car driving, you know, into town. He lives on a hilltop that's very, you know, by itself, but there are two small communities nearby, and he frequently goes to them. He's a member, you know, he's in a church group. He goes to, you know, Sunday mornings.
Okay, so he's not.
And all that.
Okay, so he's not living like this Howard Hughes thing.
No. He doesn't have the foil, the aluminum foil on his windows and that sort of thing. He's out and about in the town. He just hasn't been accessible to the public since my word went in to go up there. All this is in my book. You can buy that one on Amazon.com too.
Yeah, well, you know what? I guess I'm gonna have to, because I've always wondered what would happen if you went up there looking for him and then just walked up
and
said, if you walked up to him and said, hey, could you autograph this? I mean, would he do it?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, wouldn't he tell you no?
No, absolutely not. No, he would probably scream at you, get in his car and leave.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and report you to the police.
What's up with that?
Yeah, no. So you can imagine how valuable an autographed copy of Catcher in the Rye is, because he has autographed a few of them through the years. And he would, you know, give them to, you know, close friends and whatnot. But,
well, what happens when you encountered him? I mean, was he standoffish?
No, I knew not to walk up to him, so I just sort of watched him, you know, which is what a lot of, I mean, I was doing it because I was writing a book about him, but there are these weird fans that go up there all the time and stake him out and, you know, find him, you know, find where he lives and they just sort of stalk him. I mean, literally. I was stalking him, but I had a contract.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but I guess what I'm asking here, totally, the overall picture is if you ran into him, you know, like a grocery store or walking down the street
people
or something.
People have done that.
Yeah, and you walked up to him and you said, oh, you're J.D. Salinger, and
right.
I read Catcher in the Rye, and it just like, it was like one of the greatest books I've ever read. I mean, when
doesn't
he say
care.
When he
yeah.
say like, get away from me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Well, unless you're a teenager, he still talks to, well, I don't know so much anymore. Like I said, he's sick now, and he doesn't get out of the house. But within the last 10 years, kids especially, he would talk to them some, you know, like teenagers and stuff. But if you're like an older person, clearly just sort of stalking him, no, he won't talk to you at all. No, he would tell you to leave me alone, get out of my, you know, go, get out of here. I'm calling the police. Oh, he's greeted people on his property with guns.
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, yeah, no, I described one episode in my book, and it was someone he had known for years and years and years. They were showing up to collect money for the cancer drive, and he comes out on the front porch with a gun. So no, he's serious about his privacy.
Well, I guess 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Alexander, he's on here really to talk about John McCain. But now I've got distracted by these other things. All right, now I got to ask.
You want to talk about James Dean?
Yeah, of course, naturally. How did you guess? How did you guess? Because I want to know something. What happened to a smashed up Porsche? Who's got that?
Well, you know, that's one of the legends of what happened to that car. I mean, it kind of disappeared, and you know, over the years, portions of it have been sold, and you know, whatnot, but. It's not intact anywhere. It was really messed up. There wasn't much of it left.
Yeah, I mean, he had a bad accident in it, and he's another guy who's kind of like people don't. He's got this kind of like legend, and people don't really. I mean, people are just kind of like, oh, it's James Dean.
Yeah,
and we all remember like Rebel Without a Cause.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
not his best performance. Well, I mean, not his best movie, but maybe his best performance.
And Giant.
Giant, tremendous performance.
I have been to Marfa, Texas, by the way. I want you to know.
Oh, I've been to Marfa three times. Don't you love Marfa, Texas?
Yeah, I do actually.
Love Marfa.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind moving there actually.
I've often thought about doing that very thing.
Well, you know what?
What a great place to retire someday. Just hang out here, you know.
Yeah.
Go out in the sun. No, I love Marfa.
So what was his?
You can't get to it either, by the way.
I know.
Get to Marfa.
That's what's great about it.
You have to drive 3 hours from like the nearest airport even to get to it.
I know it. That's what I love about it. That's why I find it attractive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What was his thing? I mean,
who? Jimmy? James Dean?
Yeah. I mean,
he was only 24 when he died, and he had only made 3 movies. He was basically seriously as a person, he was basically an unformed person. He hadn't really, my book is the book that outed him, by the way. I was beaten up badly.
That
he was gay. Yeah, I was beaten up badly for that. And then.
Why?
Well, because a lot of people didn't want to think that he was. And then several years after my book came out, Elizabeth Taylor finally held a press conference about AIDS, and she was talking about her gay friends in Hollywood, and you mentioned Montgomery Clift and Rock Hudson and James Dean. So I finally felt vindicated since, you know, Dame Elizabeth has finally outed him. But my book, that was part of
But you know something, what I never understood about all of that is, and I guess I don't understand a lot of things. Why would anybody care whether he was gay or not? I mean, like if you're going to write a biography about somebody, you obviously have to address their personal relationships.
Right.
But
that's why I did in that book.
But it doesn't reflect on their performance.
No. Well, he was never really comfortable with his homosexuality. That was part of the tortured nature of his personality, but. Like I said, because he was so young, he had come from Indiana and arrived in New York City when he did. He really hadn't figured out who he was as a person. He had this obsessive crush on Marlon Brando. He called him because they were both members of the Actors Studio. He got his phone number, and so he would obsessively call this guy all the time to the point where Brando stopped answering his phone, just let the service pick it up. But he really hadn't figured out who he was as a person, but Well, I think what we're fascinated with, at least what fascinated me, was, you know, the remarkable talent that he had. I mean, they're comparing Heath Ledger to him in many ways now. It's the same concept as this brilliant, brilliant actor who dies way before he should have. You know, James Dean should have a body of work, and he doesn't.
And he doesn't, yeah. He's only got...
three movies.
Those three movies, and then that's
two
the
Oscar
end of it.
Two Oscar nominations out of the three movies that he made.
He would have really, really, really been one of the biggest legends.
He would have been. There wouldn't have been a Paul Newman if he lived.
Yeah,
because Paul
that's
Newman
right.
got all of his parts. After,
that's right.
After Jimmy died, the studio, he had like a number of pictures lined up, and after he died, you know, the studio scrambled to fill those roles, and a number of them went to Paul Newman, and that's really how Paul Newman's career blew up to become as big as it has been.
Yeah, and I also think he would have had an effect on Steve McQueen, too.
Absolutely.
He would have robbed some of that, which
absolutely.
I love Steve McQueen, but he would have taken some of that shine,
sure.
too.
No, that we would have had major actors of that generation that didn't have big careers because he loved to work. He would do pictures back to back to back, so he would have done a number of films had he lived.
All right. Can you hang on and we'll get
sure.
to McCain. We'll get to McCain.
Yeah.
We're gonna
talk about Sylvia Plath too. If you
oh, geez, you talk about depressing. No,
early in the morning. Watch out for the gas oven.
Oh, you know, I mean, I love her poetry. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, it's like, oh my God, we'll talk about her and get to like how what happened to her and how she ended her life.
Yeah.
I don't think so. that's probably. If I ever end up at a radio station doing afternoons, that's probably like an afternoon conversation, don't
maybe,
you think?
Maybe evening.
Yeah, maybe evening. Because she was... But you know what? What is that... I mean, what does that say about you? I mean, I'd like to know why it is that you... I'd like to know why it is that you did like Sylvia Plath, James Dean, and J.D. Salinger. What's that say about you?
There are questions there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them I'd like to know. You know, picking these very uplifting characters. Okay,
yeah.
Hang on a second. We'll come back and we'll talk about John McCain. It's 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and... What a guest. What a guest we got here. Paul Alexander. We can talk about all these folks. Let's get some traffic from John Turk.
Thick jams coming south on I-25. Going to be stop and go in Thornton and Northland from 120th down to 84th. Looks like we might have something going on there in the left-hand lane at 84th. I don't know if it's crash or stall, but it's definitely slowing people down. Again, it's going to be thick from 58th to Spear. Same conditions on westbound 270 from Vasquez to I-76 and on southbound 2 1/4 after Parker Road as you approach the tech center. No accidents on the freeways around town, but we are looking unusually heavy for this time of the morning. Your forecast, scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing this afternoon. Should be hot, a high of 96. Right now, 71 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Red, white, and blue. Visit the Arapahoe County Fair July 23rd through the 27th, where you'll enjoy unlimited carnival rides, music, fireworks, rodeos, demolition derbies, animals, and more. Admission is $14. Download a coupon and cast your vote for mayor of the fair at arapahoecountyfair.com.
Make this the summer you entertain more in your own backyard. Old Santa Fe Pottery makes it easy with their 30% off sale on all chimeneas and red clay planters. Gather friends and family around the handmade Mexican terracotta chimeneas. Choose from a wide selection of shapes, sizes, colors, and styles, and all 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery also has terracotta planters on sale, so you can spruce up, add spots of color and greenery, and turn your yard into an oasis. The 30% off sale is going on now at Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Yep, it's time for the 19th annual Ralph Schaum BMW Honda Mini sale to benefit the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. We've raised over $250,000 for the burn unit, and again this year, for every car sold, $50 will go to the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. This sale is truly a win-win for all of us. Between BMW, Honda, and Mini, we have over 30 models that get over 25 miles per gallon and some over 40. During this sale, we'll make it easy for you to own one with great pricing and great programs from our manufacturers on everything from financing to discounts on accessories. And with our one-price pricing, you get the price right up front, so you won't waste your time or your money. It's a great sale on great cars for a great cause. From Monday, July 21st through Saturday, July 26th, the Ralph Schaum BMW Honda Mini 19th annual sale to benefit the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. 5700 South Broadway or at schaum.com. Thanks.
Honey, let's go out to dinner this week.
Where? That stuffy French place?
And how does that three-course meal for two at Ruth's Chris for $89 sound?
Not stuffy, not French. Perfect.
The Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for Two is only $89. Enjoy our delicious filet, chicken, or seafood in the warm and inviting atmosphere Ruth's Chris is famous for.
So, when do you want to go?
I'll be in the car.
Ruth's Chris Summer Celebration for Two, a three-course meal for two people for just $89. Only at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Available for a limited time.
All right, so you want to install carpet in how many rooms?
All of them.
Ouch, that hurts.
No, see, it's only $199. Feeling better?
Yeah.
It's time to save big on carpet installation. Right now at the Home Depot, basic installation is just $199. That's any carpet style, all at our everyday low prices, and any number of rooms. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Good morning. 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today 97. We have a man on the line who has written in every publication ever printed in English ever available in the world. Paul Alexander, and he is also the biographer of John McCain, or he's written a biography of John McCain, as well as Sylvia Plath, James Dean, and J.D. Salinger, and we promise not to go the Sylvia Plath route, at least not this early in the morning.
No, we'll save that for a late night show.
Yeah, we'll get into the torture of Sylvia Plath at another time. All right, let's talk about John McCain. I find it really amazing that he's complaining about lack of press coverage when I've been in the media 33 years. I've never seen a guy in my life who ever gets as many passes as he's gotten. And you know, we have a nickname for him, and I've gotten this from other people too, and some of them journalists, Saint McCain. And he's also talked about how the media is basically his base.
Yeah, he often jokes about it in the past.
So why now all of a sudden is he screeching and complaining because Barack Obama is sucking all the air out of the room by being in Berlin?
Well, I think I think what really irritated them is when the New York Times wouldn't publish his editorial. And, you know, there's something wrong, I think, when I can get published in the New York Times and he can't. I mean, it's equal time. If Barack Obama's going to write an editorial, get it published there, why shouldn't he be able to respond to it?
Well, because I think their guidelines, though, I think they, you know, they didn't say they wouldn't publish it. They said that...
No, they wanted him to rewrite it.
They wanted him to rewrite it because the thing was like, you know, it was like an attack job, and you know, the New York Times, I don't think is really kind of into that. And if you read Obama's, and obviously I'm partisan, but if you read Obama's, I mean, I think he mentions John McCain like one time.
Right. Well, I think that's what I mean. You're asking why they're shrieking at the moment. I think they were surprised by that. And you know, it's they're still a little touchy because of the whole. You know, story back in March that he supposedly had this affair with this lobbyist. I mean, and of course the Times did endorse him, and they've been very, you know, open to him through the years. But I think as the, you know, as we're nearing this election, the tension's getting a little thick, and I think that's what triggered them. And then they started looking at, you know, people within the campaign have started looking at they've done studies to see who's getting, you know, how much airtime. And at the moment it's fairly lopsided. It's like 75-25. And I think that pissed them off, kind of. I mean, that's where the complaint came from.
Yeah. Yeah. I can, you know, listen, I understand that part of it, but I also understand the nature of this business. And the nature of this business is to generate ratings and money. And when you've got a major presidential campaign, a major presidential candidate,
right,
who is going to address you know, a huge crowd in Berlin and goes
right
to Iraq and does all this kind of stuff.
Oh, he was at the Western Wall and the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, the news media is going to follow that.
Absolutely. And what the campaign should have done is to have counter programming. And they should have. I mean, finally he's meeting the Dalai Lama
in Denver.
I think tomorrow in Denver, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, shouldn't he get some coverage for that?
He will. He'll get coverage for that.
You know, let's back up a little bit. It's not. It wasn't a secret that that Obama was going overseas. So the McCain campaign should have counter-programmed, and they didn't. But there is another issue that's going on here because the coverage is becoming so lopsided. I think the public is starting to sense that there is an unbalance in the amount of coverage that McCain is getting, you know, vis-a-vis Obama. And I think that's going to become an issue. The media is going to have to make a point that it corrects itself.
Well, but in all fairness, I mean, he has gotten a tremendous amount of coverage in the past. He's gotten away with murder, including CBS's terrible mistake the other night of splicing in a different answer to a question because he initially had gotten the question wrong. They claim that, you know, things do go wrong. I know from inside this business that whoever did that and made that mistake will probably end up cleaning the men's room up for the next 6 months.
You can't do that.
So, I mean, here's a guy that when it, and I guess there's human nature. When it goes his way, fine. But when it doesn't go his way, then he squeals like a stuck pig. And it's like, you know, John, you know, you've gotten like a lot of coverage, and you've gotten like been given a lot of passes. Now, you did this book of him. What is he? Mm-hmm. What's he like? I mean, has he got a bad temper?
Not that I've seen. I mean, I know that he does because so many people have reported it to me. But I've never seen it. I've interviewed him repeatedly, starting in like 1999, 2000, during the 2000 race, all the way up to, you know, to now. I mean, I've interviewed him a lot. And I've never even seen a hint of a temper or anger, but I know it's there, and I know what can trigger it. It's not the daily stupid stuff, you know, like the secretary brings him, you know, coffee with no milk in it or whatever. It's the he gets involved in these fights, these political fights, and these fights over legislation. And if he gets the sense that someone is in his way of advancing his agenda, he's not very subtle about letting them know how he feels about it. And if you do that to enough senators, at the same time that you're cutting all the pork out of their bills that they're trying to push through so they can get reelected, you develop a, you know, he's got a small fan club in the Senate. Let's just put it that way. A very small fan club.
Well, What about all of his switching on all these issues? You've been covering him for a long time. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, I've watched him evolve on some of these issues. And in fact, at one point, I had a long conversation with him about how do you go into the House when you did as a part of the Reagan Revolution and be so far to the right on, let's say, the environment, and he was, to where he is today, which is probably one of the most progressive Republicans in the Congress on the environment. You know, how did you make that transition to end up where you are? And, you know, he'll tell you. He went back and he read all of Teddy Roosevelt. You know, he started studying the issue. He's had congressional hearings. That's why his coming out now in favor of offshore drilling is such a... That could not have been an easy decision for him to make because
Why would he make a decision like that?
I think that he's looking at
getting elected.
I think he's looking at the overall picture of the economy and the and our dependency on foreign oil at this point.
But surely he knows that even if we started it tomorrow, we're not going to see it for 10 years. I mean, it's not going to affect a person who has a gas who goes to the pump and it's like, you know, close to $5. I mean, he knows this stuff.
I mean, that's why he was proposing his tax holiday. And, you know, he's been in favor of, really vocally in favor of nuclear energy. I mean, he has there's a wide variety of energy or, environmental, let's put it this, oil-related subjects that he's interested in. He's not just a one note guy. So I don't know. I understood why he changed his position on offshore drilling. I know that it's not one that he came about that he made lightly.
What do you make of the fact that he can't like go one day without giving three different answers within like a 12-hour period?
Like on what?
Oh, he did it yesterday on the Anbar province question in the surge, and he gave like three different answers throughout the day, and the last answer he gave was so muddled and so long that I got to tell you, I don't claim to be, you know, Harvard or Yale, but man, it got to the point where I couldn't make sense of it one way or the other what he was saying. He was just rambling.
Well, I didn't see those comments. I don't. My experience when I've interviewed him is that he's very lucid and you know, focused. He has a lot of information in his head, sort of right at the tip of his fingers. When you ask him something, he'll rattle off numbers and everything. I don't, you know.
I mean, he's making a lot of these kind of slips. For instance, you try to bill yourself as being a foreign policy expert, and then you don't know that Czechoslovakia is, like, not around. It's been gone for 15 years.
Right, but, you know, I understand. I understand why he did it. You know, I mean, he's been around so long that he remembers Czechoslovakia. But he knows that it's the Czech Republic. He knows that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not, listen, I'm not telling you should defend him. I mean, you wrote a book on him. I'm not the Senate. I'm just asking questions that I think that, like, a lot of us would just ask.
A lot
I mean,
of
like,
wants to know.
You know, like, how come he doesn't know this? I mean, or how come he can't
but
tell
he,
Shia
he,
from
but
Sunni?
But he and in terms of the Czechoslovakia question, he does know the difference. He does. Why did he make that slip? Maybe he's talking too much. Maybe he's, you know, maybe they have his schedule. You know, maybe it's too heavy. I don't know. There's been some problems with the campaign, as we well know. And my experience is when you have a disorganized campaign that it ends up showing itself to the public through your candidate. And, you know, there are people close to McCain who are still not happy with the way that the campaign is being run. And, you know, I think maybe some of the problems that we're seeing with the candidate is the apparatus that's behind him. Because my experience from talking to him is that he doesn't make those kind of blunders.
Well, I mean, he can't tell. He has to have Joseph Lieberman correct him on Shia and Sunni. He gets jammed up with the Phil Graham thing. I mean, it's like the wheels have come off. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the race will be extremely tight.
All the polls indicate that it will be.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, that he just kind of, like, it's like the wheels have come off. I mean, it's like in 2000. I think it was 2000.
Oh, I've seen the campaign in much worse shape than this.
Well, but it's like
last summer when he had to fire everybody. He had no money. He was fine. Flying coach and carrying his own bags and taking taxis in New York. The campaign's been in much worse shape.
Well, all right, but like in 2000, I mean, in 2000 he was like railing against the religious right.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's like he loves them, or he gets photographed hugging George W. Bush when Karl Rove and George Bush smeared him in South Carolina.
Yeah. And they don't like each other.
Well, why would you do that?
Well, you know, he's the standard bearer of the party at this point, and this guy is the sitting president. If you intend to bring that 40% to the polls, and you're going to be the standard bearer, you have to acknowledge that he's there. I mean, you may not like him, but it's kind of your job. I don't like Bush at all. I wouldn't have hugged him, but I'm also not the standard bearer of the Republican Party. So, I mean, there's certain things.
But doesn't that bring his credibility, though, kind of into question?
Not to the Republicans. I mean, those are the people that are raising all the money for him right now. I mean, let's cut to the chase. He's got to raise a lot of money to compete with Obama.
Yeah, okay, he needs their support.
He has to have the Republican, that money-raising operation behind him completely. And like it or not, Bush is still popular with a lot of those people. I mean, he's not popular with the American public. Clearly.
Right, right, right. But he's popular with the money base.
With the money base within the Republican Party. And it's worked so far. I mean, McCain's raised well over $100 million, which is a lot for him. He's never able to raise money. He doesn't like to ask people for money. He never has in his whole career, in part because he's married to Cindy McCain. He's never had to.
Well,
she's loaded, man.
Yeah.
Well, you got a point there.
You got a point there. Okay, hang on a second. Can you give us more time?
Sure, no problem.
I was going. You know, I was tempted to ask if you think John McCain is a Sylvia Plath of the GOP, but I wasn't going to. Hang on. It's 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk in traffic.
New crash southbound I-25 at 84th Avenue. It's blocking the left-hand lane and the shoulder there and causing some massive delays. Back around 120th, it's also going to be stop and go once you get a little further south after 58th Avenue. One more crash out there on the radar, westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. It's creating small jams back to Vasquez. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Going to be another hot one with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Right now, 73 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get your choice of an 08 Focus or Ranger for just $10,900. That's a brand.
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part. Da, 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 da.
Whatever.
Free bottle of Iceland Health Omega 3 fish oil by calling 1-800-900-5519. 1-800-900-5519.
AutoZone wants you to know that a simple tune-up like replacing your air filter, changing your spark plugs, and adding a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank can save you more than $225 at today's gas prices. Get to AutoZone today and start saving now.
AutoZone.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-400-6078. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
If I had $1 million.
AM 760 is proud to present Money Matters with Dave and Coke every Sunday morning at 11. Money Matters. Learn how to make zero your hero. That's Money Matters every Sunday at 11 on AM 760.
8:40, 40 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Martin with you. Isolated thunderstorms. High today 97. Paul Alexander on the line. As I said before, he's written in every publication ever published in English, available all over the United States, digitally, on paper, and any place else you can think. And he's written a book about John McCain, and we're talking about John McCain. And I feel like, kind of in some ways, I'm kind of putting you in a position where you have to defend him, and I don't want to do that.
I'm, to be honest with you, Jay, I'm a Democrat, so... I just wrote a book about the guy.
I guess what it is is that the media image that he projects, the people that he surrounds himself with, and the things that he says are just kind of like, you want to sit down with him and say, come on, man, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you really got to be kidding me. I mean, partisan or not partisan, let's just say I was an independent.
Right.
I mean, John.
Well, they are going to decide the election, The independent vote will decide the election.
I mean, it's like, John, come on. Who are you talking to here? We're not buying this. I mean, you know, and I don't know what deep probing questions to ask about him. I don't know if he's, I mean, I don't know what is up with him. I don't know if it's his age or what it is that's up with him that he does this kind of stuff. But I was just, you know, if they have it, if it's still on there, go to MSNBC's website.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Countdown with Keith Olbermann, who's not the most unbiased person in the world. But
he's clearly biased.
Right. But they
unless run, you know where he stands.
Yeah. But they run the cut, okay? They run the cut of him, mm-hmm. giving this explanation. And you listen to it. And Paul, I'm telling you, man, it's so convoluted. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you trying to say here? And he seems to fall into that all the time.
That has not been my experience with him. And I, at one point in the past, I had a radio show. He was a frequent guest on my show, and I've interviewed him for this book, for magazines, I did the Rolling Stone interview with him years ago, and that's not been my experience. So if you're sensing this as strongly as you are, all I can say is that it's a new development. Now, why it's happening, I don't know.
Why do you think his campaign is insane?
Well, I can tell you that people people who are close to him are really unhappy still with the campaign organization.
Well, why do you think it's such a mess?
Well, he's never had a campaign that's sort of happy. You know, even back in 2000 when they were having so much fun out on the trail, the three top, you know, political advisors were constantly fighting with each other. I mean, that's just sort of I don't know why it happens with him, but it does. And so this time around, you've got Schmidt, who's like supposedly doing the daily stuff, and Rick Davis, who's doing the big picture stuff, and they've never really worked together before. I mean, Rick Davis is from a whole different planet than Steve Schmidt is from within the Republican Party. And so, you know, part of what we're seeing with the candidate may be coming from that friction that's, I'm sure, there that we don't know about yet.
You know, the other thing, too, is...
I think that's why they want to bring in Mike Murphy. You know, there's talk that Murphy is going to come in for the fall, and McCain likes him, and he ends up being the mediator among all the warring factions of the campaign. That's what he did in 2000. And if they had listened to Murphy, because Murphy wanted to hit back after they were smeared, and after the smear started in South Carolina, and McCain wouldn't do it, if they had listened to Murphy, it might have been a whole different race.
Well, one thing's for sure. I mean, they've got to realize that they're running against and playing in the same field with two of the most capable people that are out there, which is David Axelrod and Flott.
Yeah, Axelrod has just run a flawless campaign. Man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Obama.
You've got to give him credit.
Yeah, and Obama's very, very tight, too. I mean, he makes his slips, but he's very tight on what he does, and he's a very smart and thinking individual. I mean, I knew him as a state legislator.
Right.
But, McCain just seems...
No, he's going to have formidable opposition in the fall. I personally think it could potentially be a great race because you have a lot of differences with these two candidates, and we would have the opportunity to have a real debate about the future of the country.
If they don't get... If the GOP and McCain, if they don't get nasty, which is what I think they're going to do.
Well, of course they're going to do that, and I can tell you how they're going to do it. On June 30th, Carville sent out a fundraising email. I actually have the email, and in it he said that not the McCain campaign, but the Republican Party will set up a 527, fund it to the tune of $250 million, and turn it over to Karl Rove. That's exactly what they're going to do. And that's not coming from me. This is coming from James Carville.
Do you think that Axelrod, Fluff, and Obama will be able to beat that back? I think they will be able to.
Well, it depends. It depends on where Rove goes. I have no idea how he would go after this guy. I mean, Carl is nothing if not unpredictable. And so there's no telling where he would go. I mean, they're claiming that they're setting up the 527 for House races. I mean, really.
Right.
You know they're setting it up to smear Barack Obama. That's what they're going to do.
I mean, I keep telling people this, and I know it's repetitive, and it's hard to get through to people, but Barack Obama is a product of Chicago politics.
Yeah,
and he's
a scrapper.
He's duked it out with the mayor more than, you know.
People don't know that about him, that he came up through Chicago politics.
I mean, he's
part of the machine, or he's, you know, he's familiar. He knows how to work within the machine, or fight against whatever. You
but
know,
he was outside of it. I mean, he took on Bobby Rush, which is no easy task, and almost beat him.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy who doesn't lay down.
No.
And
but if you think that Karl Rove has disappeared from the national political scene, you're wrong. And this is why Nancy Pelosi taking such a soft approach on this administration since the 2006 election has been a mistake. I mean, they've had ample opportunity to go after Rove, and they won't do it. I mean, he's currently in defiance of a subpoena from the House Judiciary Committee. And nobody will do anything about it.
I know. It's incredible.
Nancy Pelosi has told them not to do it.
It's incredible. I think she shows... I'll put it this way. It's extremely hard at times to be a Democrat. It's extremely hard. Because they don't act... Now, I'm not saying all of them, but Pelosi, Harry Reid, and many members of the congressional delegation and the party itself, they don't act like an opposition party. I mean, if we were sitting in Europe, we'd have a whole different scene going
on
here.
Absolutely.
I mean, they'd be rocking the house.
Can you imagine what would happen in England?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They'd be yelling at each other.
Yeah, and I mean, and these folks sit back and... I mean, if we were sitting in England, if we were sitting in France or somewhere, Karl Rove would be in jail.
Right, which is where he probably should be. Well, let me take the probably out, which is where he should be.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he should have been indicted for the Valerie Plame Wilson case, and he got off of that. And he will not appear before the House Judiciary Committee, and Conyers people want to go and pursue contempt of Congress charges, and Nancy Pelosi is telling him. I'm not just guessing this. I've been told this. This is not just me guessing. I've been told this by people on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi won't let him do it. Now, explain to me why you won't let the House Judiciary Committee go after Rove. He's in contempt of Congress.
Well, I don't have, you know what? I don't have an answer on that.
By doing that, you leave him alone. He's out there. He's functioning. He's getting ready, and they're about to turn over. Unless James Carville just made this up, and I don't believe he did, they're about to turn over a massive 527 that could be, you know, one of the defining elements of the fall. Now, why would you allow him to do that?
If I had an answer to that, I'd give it to you. My hope every single day is, and I know it'll never happen, but my hope every single day is that somehow, some way, maybe starting in a local, maybe starting in a state, could put together some kind of valid third party movement. Because it's very hard. It's very hard to watch all of this unfold. Okay, now
very, very frustrating. And you know, just to sum up with her, I think she said that you need a woman to clean the house. Wasn't that her line?
And she's not doing it.
And she's not doing it.
No.
Absolutely. And we should hold her account. I mean, as a member of her party, we should hold her accountable for that. I mean, it's her responsibility to, if she's going to clean the house, then clean it.
Yeah, see, I agree. I agree 100%. Before we go here, and see, we never even got into Soviet Plath. what's your next project?
Actually, I can't talk about it yet.
That's really cruel. Why don't you just say you don't have anything going and you're going to go to Bahamas for a couple of months?
I'm actually under contract with 20th Century Fox. I'm writing an original screenplay for them, but I can't talk about it.
Oh, you are writing a screenplay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried writing fiction?
No, that's the one thing I can't do.
Why can't you do that?
I've tried and I can't do it. I've written I've written a couple of plays. One of them is, believe it or not, was on Sylvia Plath. We've done it all over the world. And I've written lots of nonfiction, but I can't write fiction. Can't do it. The screenplay, though, is fun. I'm having a lot of fun with that.
All right.
So I'm writing a screenplay for Fox.
I appreciate you coming on the show. Let me put you on hold because I don't know. You probably don't have a website, do you?
You know, I don't. Isn't it terrible? I don't have a website.
But I want to get your email address.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
So we can exchange emails back and forth?
Absolutely. Not a problem. Love Denver. And you're a great host, too.
Well, thanks. Because you know what? We can do Sylvia Plath off the air.
Which is, I guess, probably where it should be done.
I don't think the public in the morning wants to hear about Sylvia Plath. Okay, hang on a second. It's really great to have you on. Hang on.
Thanks. Uh-huh.
All right. There's Paul Alexander. He's written a book about John McCain and a whole bunch of other people. It's 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open phones coming up next, 8:53. And Mr. Turk checks in with traffic.
Jay, a couple new actions to look out for. Southbound 225 just before Iliff. Going to make it a mess heading south out of Aurora. Also got one on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Chambers Road. In Commerce City, a crash in the cleanup phase on westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. But our big mess this morning, right now anyway, is we have a crash southbound I-25 up at 84th Avenue. It's causing backups up to 120th. It's also affecting folks in the opposing lanes heading northbound on I-25. Your forecast? Scattered clouds with the possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing this afternoon and a high of 96 degrees. Right now, 75 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Community Health Centers has immediate openings for registered nurses, nurse practitioners, health care partners, and clerical support. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level one care for all.
Denver, if you haven't already heard, listen up. If you're interested in saving a ton of money on surplus building materials, The Lumber Guy insists you visit them or go online to thelumberguy.com. The Lumber Guy will have special savings each month on items like interior trim, bifolds, interior doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. To find the Lumber Guy, go to Washington and 50th, east on 50th for half a block. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save. Call 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823.
Everyone loves a sale, and that's exactly what's happening with the growing foreclosure market. But before you go shopping, let Armando Montalongo from the number one real estate reality show, A&E's Flip This House, reveal his secrets on his free CD.
Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, and I flip houses for a living. Right now, we're entering into the greatest real estate market of our lifetime. The best time to make money is when there are cracks in the economy. Look, you don't have to be a handyman, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. I started when I was broke, and now I'm going to show my strategies and successes with you. You can do this. I'll show you how to take advantage of the current foreclosure market so that you can make huge profits. Just call and order my free CD.
Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime chance to flip and grow rich in a foreclosure market. Call now for Armando's free Flip and Grow Rich CD and DVD set. The CD and DVD set are free. Just pay a small shipping fee. Call 800-658-1334. That's 800-658-1334. Call 800-658-1334.
55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos. Hey, listen, if it rolls, Rocky's deals with it. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, they have a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. And they're just the kind of dealership that they just put their cards out on the table. I mean, there's no fooling around here. For instance, let's say you go out there and you're looking at a Mazda, or you're looking at a Ford Focus, or you're looking at a Saab, or a Volkswagen, and you're interested in it. They'll show you the book price. A lot of places will never do that. They'll show you the book price. They have their matching down incentive. And they want to see your trade-in. And all of this stuff works to your economic advantage. All right, so you say to me, Jay, what's the hook? Well, the hook is that the Rockies is interested in making money. I mean, they're interested in having you come out and see what they have. But the thing is, if you don't get treated right, they know you're not going to come back. And you're not going to tell any of your friends about them. So they've been in business since 1982, and how they've done it is they excel in customer service and satisfaction. That's how they get it done. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they know exactly what they're doing. Their hours are great, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, you can't miss them. Big sign right there on the corner, 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Do me a favor, get out there, look at the inventory, do a little bit of comparison shopping, and then see what you think.
Do you still owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? Did you know fear of the IRS ranks number one? Well, I take that fear away. Hi, this is Rich Boggs again, founder and CEO of Nationwide Tax Relief. I run one of the largest tax relief firms in the country. If you are still suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my team of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. 30,000 people have contacted my firm looking for tax help, and I want to help you. So, if you owe more than 20 grand in any back taxes, and you are one of the first 50 callers, your consultation is free on me. You don't have to deal with the IRS. The attorneys at Nationwide have got you covered. So pick up the phone and call now.
Call 888-282-9349. That's 888-282-9349. Call 888-282-9349.
All right, let's get it going here. Let's get some open phones going at 303-713-7600. Even if you don't want to talk about Sylvia Plath, that's okay with me. I don't care what it is. So when we get back on the other side, these phone lines are totally open, and I'm waiting to hear from you.
Minutes
to CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Bloomberg and Associates.
Yes, could you put me through to Jack Beasley? This is Cindy Adams. Hello? Did you just put me on hold?
Oh, no, sorry. That's not the on-hold music. That's my personal soundtrack.
What? Just put me through to Mr. Beasley.
One moment, please.
Wherever you are in life, get ahead. CSU Global Campus can connect you to a world-class bachelor's or master's degree online. So if you're looking for a convenient way to advance your career, we answer the call. Classes start soon, so enroll now. For more information, dial 1-877-345-GLOBAL. Or visit csuglobal.org.
Jack's not answering. Would you like his voicemail? Oh, wait. I love this part. Da, 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 da.
Whatever.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Fresh signs the housing industry is still taking its lumps. Sales of existing homes fell 2.6% in June. That's double what the industry was expecting.
The market's sputtering. They're moving up and down at a level that's under the 5 million mark.
Walter Maloney is with the National Association of Realtors.
We've gone from being excessively exuberant during the housing boom to being overly pessimistic. Buyers are on the sidelines waiting for some encouragement.
And the report puts the median price for a home sold last month down 6% from a year ago. State and local budgets are coming up short because of the housing situation. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us. How come, Jim?
Housing crisis means sales taxes are way down, Steve. A $40 billion shortfall facing state legislatures. That means cuts are coming to social programs like those run by Kathy Berg and Park and Rec in Duluth, Minnesota.
The participants using our programs, they understand the financial condition that we're in right now. They do fundraising. They donate money to our programs to help keep them going.
Report from the National Conference of State Legislatures expects things to worsen before getting better, Steve.
And there's this note from Taunton, Massachusetts. A woman faxes a letter to her mortgage company saying by the time they foreclose later that day, she'll be dead. Police were called, and Carlene Balderrama was found dead. She shot herself with a rifle. Police Chief Raymond O'Berg.
It is awful. I mean, people are showing up for an auction. She's inside dead. Husband comes in, and he had no clue. I guess he turned over all the finances to her.
The family did have money trouble. She hadn't paid the mortgage in 3.5 years. Today's the day the federal minimum wage goes up 70 cents to $6.55 an hour. Not much, with prices so high for food and gas.
It'll help a little bit, though. Because every quarter, every dime, every dollar counts.
Trenise Neals, single mother of two in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's looking for higher-paying work after quitting a minimum wage fast food job. Still raining in much of South Texas, the last gasp from Dolly. The hurricane did a number on South Padre Island, where Emergency Director Dan Quant is scrambling to restore power and get fresh water and food to people.
We've got some real problems here. I mean, we can't spin this one. We've got some challenges ahead, but we're going to be back. We're going to be back as absolute. We're going to try to set a record for being open and ready to host people again.
Officials now think the lower Mississippi River oil spill that stretches nearly 100 miles could keep parts of that river closed for days. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Sherry Benissa.
Some of it will evaporate off with the sun and the heat down here, but a lot of it will just stay floating on the water. It will contaminate the shoreline.
More than 400,000 gallons of oil got in the water after a barge and tanker collided. The Labor Department says more than 400,000 newly laid off people have filed for unemployment benefits. Oil prices are rebounding today after losing $4 a barrel yesterday. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 97 points. The NASDAQ is off 14. This is CBS News.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-1443. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-400-1443. That's 1-800-400-1443. Call now, 1-800-400-1443.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. Denver cops trying to dispel rumors they're planning to slime and stun protesters at the DNC. The city releasing some of the details on how they're going to spend federal money they've gotten for security. Police promising not to use goo guns or sonic waves to keep protesters in line, but they won't say if they're going to spend the $18 million on tear gas or pepper spray. Howard Dean complimenting how things are going in preparation for the convention. The head of the Democrats is in Denver, getting ready to tour Invesco Field this morning. Yesterday, he walked the Pepsi Center, where most of the convention activity will be held.
And I can't wait to see it in 30 days. Now, I'm starting to get nervous. It is now dawning on me when I see this place that we're actually going to have this enormous convention.
That's Howard Dean. John McCain's campaign opening an office in Colorado today. Former Senator Hank Brown will join former Governor Bill Owens at tonight's grand opening in Centennial. He's already said he would. Today, he makes it official. Bronco Rod Smith will retire this afternoon.
Play fake deep in the pocket, steps up, throws a deep ball down the middle of the field. He wants Rod Smith. Rod's got it, but Rush steps out of a tackle. 15, 10, 5 to the house.
The wide receiver sat out last season and will officially retire this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive traffic.
Southbound I-25 still struggling at 84th following a late crash. There's also some delays across Aurora due to an accident on the southbound side of 225. They've just cleaned up that one southbound near 84th, but it's still resulting in some late slowdowns. Just the C-470 heavy pockets, they're going to be right around University. Same deal for westbounders on 76. As you're trying to make your way into Denver, you will find some slowdowns. Off the highways, watch out for a crash in the cleanup.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Well, what if you could double your sales, triple them, or even more? You know how to close the deal. If you just had an unlimited supply of fresh sales leads, you could start making the money you want to make. And now you can. Introducing Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
Hi, I am Vin Gupta, CEO of InfoUSA. 30 years ago, I was in sales also. I didn't know where to find sales leads, so I started a company to solve this problem. With Sales Genie, I will give you the same sales leads I used to build my $400 million company. I don't care what you're selling. I guarantee that Sales Genie will help you, and I want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free to prove it.
Call Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. 1-800-996-3695. That's 1-800-996-3695. 1-800-996-3695.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, you've got it. You give it to me. Come on, put your dukes up. Time is 7 minutes after 9 for an AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 97. Good. I'm due to go work out today. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to walk. 97 degrees out.
That's how hot it reached yesterday, but it didn't seem that hot, did it?
It was pretty hot yesterday.
It seems like all of our heat has been coming early. You know, like it used to be 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon was when the hottest part of the day was. Now it seems to be about like between 11:30 and 1:30.
It was hot yesterday. Like, in other words, I don't know. I mean, you can explain this because you know how to do this. I mean, how do you go out and play golf in 97 degree weather?
I don't. If it's over 90, usually I stay at home.
But I saw guys yesterday doing it.
I know, they're crazy. Well, you just got to stay hydrated and wear sunscreen is the bone. You do know way to do it.
When you 97 degrees, when you go out there, when you get a heat stroke.
You'd think so. I got heat stroke or heat exhaustion once before, and that's not fun.
I've been dehydrated.
And I've had sun poisoning. You ever had that?
No.
Oh, that was probably the worst pain I've ever had.
Well, I'm going to be out in it. That's all I can tell you. All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Well, I'm hanging in here, man. I mean, I don't want to go work out today. I don't want to be out in the 97-degree weather, but I don't have any choice. I got to do it, because if I don't, my trainer, Keith Bailey, will step on me.
Yeah. Well, we always got somebody going to step on us for something, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Keep us in line.
You got it, man.
Hey, listen, Jay, I want to thank you for having that mother on yesterday. She had a son or a daughter with autism.
Oh, yeah, sure. Evelyn Ain. Evelyn Ain was her name.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was wonderful. And you didn't have her on too long. You could have had her on for 45 minutes. I think it would have been great. But, you know, we've had our go-arounds, and I just want to say, Jay, the reason I keep listening to you is because you got such a good heart. I mean, when you have people like that on, that's why I keep listening to you and tuning into you.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that Savage, as far as I'm concerned, ought to have his tongue cut out. That man's a totally insane individual. Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of weird that like, people think that that's okay. That like, it's okay to say those things. Because I think if you think that it's okay to say that, then you demonstrate that you're an insensitive, uncaring individual. I'm not saying that he should be fired. Now, I have to tell you, and this has nothing to do with party politics. It has nothing to do with politics, period, because what he was talking about has nothing to do with politics. But I would never allow somebody that racist and that hateful on my radio station. I would take him off. I mean, I think KNUS demonstrates great irresponsibility in leaving him on the radio. That's my opinion.
I do too. I mean, personally, I think the guy should have been fired, but you know, some people don't get that. A person like that should not be on the air. Yeah, that's just so vitriolic. It's horrible. Yeah. One other thing I just want to throw in, the other night, for those people out there like myself who are so totally fed up with the political system, the other night I was listening to the two black women who are representing the Green Party.
Oh, Cynthia McKinney?
Yeah, and then the vice presidential candidate is a black woman also, and I think it's just so fantastic that there are two black women on a ticket. And you know, the Green Party, I know there's parts of it you don't agree with, but I mean, I think they've got wonderful values and principles and ideas about what to do. And so, they're two people worth listening to.
Well, I think my problem with the Green Party is this. Their organizing model, I think, is wrong. I think that they have been caught. I'm not saying the Green Party in Colorado, but I'm saying other Green parties have been caught taking money from the GOP. That they're kind of a disruptive force in national politics, and what they really need to do, if they really want to build, and I believe this, whether it's green, whatever you want to call yourself, okay, I believe that if you're going to build a third party, and you're going to build a third party that's going to have some impact, and that is going to be able to contribute to the national dialogue, you have to do the thing that's really tough. You have to start on the basic local level in every state. You have to get into the state legislatures. You have got to get into the city governments. And you've got to start from the very, very bottom and go up, not go up and start up and then work down. So, in other words, it's counterproductive to run a Green Party candidate for Congress, for the Senate, for the presidency of the United States, because all that does is basically it just sucks votes away from the Democratic Party, which is not, you know, the greatest. I mean, there's things about it we all disagree with about them, but we all have to come to the common agreement that the GOP, as it stands now, is extremist. And that the people that they run are out of the mainstream and that they are ethically challenged. So what ends up happening is okay, you don't get everything you want with, say, Mark Udall. But you'll end up getting worse with Bob Schaefer. Because Bob Schaefer has no morals. And he's ethically encumbered. Okay?
Right.
So if you want to really change the dynamics, what you got to do is you got to get into the city and state governments. And if you can do that around the United States, then you can begin to have some power to start to look at a national party and a national platform. And right now, they don't have that.
Right.
And because they don't have it, all they do is they just throw, you know, they put somebody into the mix. And what the deal is that the person who's in the mix, what do they represent? Well, they represent basically a protest vote. And that's fine in any other political year. But this year, we can't afford a protest vote. This year, we have to make a change. Because if we don't make a change, and if we don't shift the political dynamics of the country, then I mean, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be really bad. It's because it's bad now, so it'll just be more of the same. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being, you know, of all of this stuff going on over the last 8 years. I mean, I'm just tired of it, man. And George W. Bush has got 6 more months to go, and I'm just tired of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the ballot box, go into the voting place, and I'm going to vote straight Democratic. Now, does that mean that I am happy with everything that goes on? No. But until somebody sits down and gives me a viable alternative, I am not going to willingly hand over the keys to state, local, and federal government to the GOP. I just won't do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I guess I'm thankful that we live in a country where other parties, can, you know, like the Libertarians and the Greens and
well, see, Libertarians suffer from the same problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but at least they can be on the ticket, and if a person, you know, that we have that ability to do that, you know, to vote for, if we are so totally, I mean, I know you have an opinion on this, so I'm just curious, what is your thoughts on, Obama now saying we got to send troops into Afghanistan. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I think he's right.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
Because I think Afghanistan and the mountainous area of Waziristan has always been a home to to the real enemies of the country, which are Al-Qaeda, and not the people of Iraq, and not the people of Afghanistan, but that Afghanistan, beyond Kabul, has become basically lawless. And I think the people there deserve better, and I think that we need to do the one thing we should have done all along, which is take care of those people who are intent on destroying us. And you need to go after the right target, not the wrong target. And I think you need that, plus I think you need to put an end to American exceptionalism. And the only way you're going to get that done is you've got to do it through through diplomacy and understanding. So to me, it's a two-track situation. And what we have now in this country is we've got a one-track situation, and it's the wrong track. We have no business being in Iraq. We never had any business being in there to begin with. Yes, you can make the case that Saddam Hussein was a terrible guy. I agree. But there are a lot of terrible guys,
right?
You know, in the world, and we don't go after all of them.
Right.
But for some reason, we had to go there. Now, we had to go there either because of oil or because I believe that George W. Bush and others like him had this bizarre messianic vision that they can go to other sovereign nations, point a rifle at them, and tell them, you'll be like us, and you'll do what we say or else. So I think Barack Obama is right, and I think that Barack Obama sees over the horizon, and that the facts on the ground in Afghanistan and in Iraq prove him absolutely correct. The people who did this to us, the World Trade Center, the people who threaten us, those are the people who we need to stop. Not some guy who used to be a Ba'ath Party member who lost his job because Paul Bremer came in there and blew everybody out, and so he got discontent, and on top of that, the infrastructure of the country's wrecked. So he's not getting any fresh water, he's not getting any electricity, his kids can't go to school. The middle class and the intelligentsia has fled the country. I mean, man, we've made a big mess of this whole situation, so I think he's right.
Yeah, I just think that that Al-Qaeda and the other groups like them, they just play games with us. They, you know, they're leaving Iraq now. They're going to Pakistan and
well, no, they've been there all along, though. See, that's the problem.
I know, but now they're concentrating in Afghanistan. It's like, okay, let's now pull the U.S. troops into Afghanistan and mess around with them there for a while, and more lives will get lost and more money.
Well, you know what, though, but Paul, I got to go get some traffic, but let me ask yourself this. If somebody beats on you, at what point do you turn around and tell them you've had enough? At what point do you stop them? That's the situation we're in. We have to stop these people because they're not reasonable. They're not reasonable and they don't care about us. We have to stop them. But the point is, you go after the right people, not the wrong people. Paul, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Jay. Love you too. Have
okay.
a good day.
9:20, 20 minutes after 9. John Turk, traffic.
Still have slow traffic in North Glenn and Thornton due to a late accident near 84th Avenue. It's got people still backed up around 120. The slow speed's up there. Stop and go on southbound 225 from Colfax to Iliff. That's where we have a late crash in Aurora. And a few surface street accidents to let you know about. One on the ramp to Chambers Road from eastbound I-70. One at Yale and Monaco. And finally, southbound Federal at I-76. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thunderstorm is going to be another...
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now.
and click on the banner ad.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-550-6404.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-550-6404. 1-800-550-6404. That's 1-800-550-6404.
A great cause. From Monday, July 21st through Saturday, July 26th, the Ralph Schomp BMW Honda Mini 19th Annual Sale to benefit the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. 5700 South Broadway or at Schomp.com. Thanks.
Minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, John, it's not old Rolling Stones, but I'll accept it. Isolated thunderstorms, high to 97. Well, don't you ever get that? Don't you ever get like fixated with some artist for a while, and you like listen to everything, and then you kind of like go off to somebody else?
Yeah, I do. I've been stuck on the same band for 15 years. My wife.
Why
don't you listen to something else?
No, you don't. You know what I'm talking about. You have your core favorites, but then you go like, what about this? What about that?
I've been breaking out some old stuff I haven't listened to in years. Like, I've been listening to Burning Spear a lot.
There you go. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And so you listen to that for a while, and then you go jump to something else. And right now I'm like in this heavy Rolling Stones phase. All right, let's go to, it's open phones. Let's go to Rose in Longmont. Rose, you're on AM 760.
Well, I'm still here.
Well, thank God.
I don't know. I'm a WW2 survivor. Anyway, veteran. But anyway, I'm thankful that I'm still here and can. I think you need to stress patriotism a little more, because this is the Republicans put McCain in, so for that reason. And probably more Democrats have served. I don't know. No one's did a survey on that, I don't think. But anyhow, on McCain, that's what I want to talk about. He's elderly, and he's showing symptoms of being traumatized, which is understandable, because it was 5 years in Vietnam, and most of the Vietnam veterans have been, that I've met and talked to, have been traumatized one way or the other. But
that doesn't excuse him, though.
What?
I said that doesn't excuse him, though. Because if you're looking at somebody who's going to be dragging around the nuclear football and is going to be in charge of the entire country, okay, I mean, seriously, you got to ask yourself, you want a guy like that who tells you that he doesn't know anything about the economy? He's never been online. He doesn't know that Czechoslovakia is, you know, has been gone for 15 years. He can't tell Sunni from Shia. He contradicts himself like three times in one day. I mean, that's not the kind of person I want running the country.
Well, Obama's over there learning everything he can, and that's good. And he is younger and probably much healthier, and we'll put our faith in him.
Well, Obama, for not supposedly being a foreign policy expert and for supposedly not knowing anything, he turned out to be absolutely right on the war, and he also turned out to be absolutely right about Afghanistan.
I don't know. I still go with Bill Clinton. I think you have to go after the terrorists wherever they're at.
But you have to go after them in the right place.
Well, I mean, right now it's Afghanistan.
I mean, it's always been Afghanistan. And the thing is you can't – it's like the police conducting a raid. They come to your house when they really meant to go to the house next door. Wrong move.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're in right now.
Responsibility. Well, he's aging, and maybe that's genetic, but I imagine that the trauma has a lot to do with it. But I don't know that.
How about this? Let's venture this idea. How about this? How about he's not very smart?
Well, I think he was smart enough. I don't think you can learn to fly a big plane if you're not.
No, that's not necessarily true. People can be good at one thing, but they can't. But they're not good at other things, and they're not. And well-informed on other issues, and...
I think it's age and trauma. So why don't the Republicans put someone else in?
Because they don't have anybody.
Well, that's what I think. So we're going to have to go... We'll go with Obama and support him and do the best we can. And I think he's a good man, and he's got a good education. Apparently his mother was very smart and took him a lot of places so he could learn.
He's very, very smart. You don't get to be the editor of the Harvard Law Journal by being stupid. Rose, lucky.
Well,
glad you called up. I got to run. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Which a lot of people seem to forget about. By the way, we've had presidents before who came out of governorships and the Senate. And, I mean, how do you become a foreign policy expert? Well, I think it's the people who you surround yourself with. That's what I think it is. I think it's people who you have advising you on any given subject. And if you've got the right advisors, and you have the right decision-making process, and the right kind of judgment, then you'll come to the right conclusion. 9:29, 29 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Here's our senator from the state of Colorado, the Honorable Ken Salazar. Senator, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Jay. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Okay, in the Denver Post this morning... Limbaugh is like taking shots at you, and what I don't understand, and maybe you can clarify this because you know people from both parties. Why is it people like Limbaugh, Bob Schaefer, and others can't see and don't understand that we can't drill our way out of the current situation, and that drilling is not the immediate answer? And even it won't even turn out to be the long-term answer. Why can't they understand this?
I think they refuse to do so. I think they are essentially being the choir directors for the oil and gas companies in terms of where they want to go. And there's some realities we have to face as America on a number of different fronts. For 30 years, this country has been captive to oil and gas companies, and the consequence of that is that our national security, our economic security, our environmental security have been imperiled. And so the falsehoods that have been spread for 30 years continue to be spread today, and that's particularly the case with respect to oil shale, which is what Limbaugh is going after me on. And we know that oil shale across our western slope is there, but it's rock. It is like the hardest rock, Jay, you can ever imagine. And for 100 years, people have been trying to figure out how to extract this kerogen substance out of these rocks. Well, it is very, very difficult to do, and lots of questions. How much water is it going to take? How much energy is it going to take to be able to heat up these rocks to the point where they can actually produce oil? None of that has been answered, but what, at the end of the day, the Bush-Cheney administration want to do here is they want to go ahead and lock up all these lands by giving them over to the oil and gas companies, and I'm not going to let them do that.
Good for you. Here's another question I have. Mr. Limbaugh lives in West Palm Beach, Florida, so maybe we should ask him if he would like to have oil well rigs off the coast of his posh estate there. And then the other thing is he doesn't live here, so he doesn't understand that water is critical to us and that we already have water problems to begin with. So where does he and others, where do they think we're going to get the water that it's going to take to break this oil shale down?
They honestly don't have an answer to that question. And so those who are out there, including Bob Schaefer, being a false prophet of this oil shale agenda, are simply wrong. And yeah, that's one of the problems with politics in America today. There are few people out there who are willing to give the straight answers. You know, from my point of view, oil shale is a resource. Number two, we ought to take a look at whether or not it can be developed in an environmentally friendly way and in a way that doesn't destroy our water supply in Colorado and agriculture in Colorado or the sustainability of our environment. And if we can, in fact, do that, we get to the third point, which is let's go ahead and develop it in that way. But we, the oil companies themselves, Chevron and others, are saying there's no way that we're going to know whether this can be done for another 5 or 6, 7 years. So there's no reason to do it today, and it's going to have zero impact on gas prices today, and we just need to be talking straight about it.
9:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Honorable Ken Salazar on the line with us, our senator. Okay, so it's going to take another 5 to 6 years. Why do people like Limbaugh, Schaefer, Wadhams, there's a whole list of them, Bill Owens, I mean, you know, you can go into all these people. Why is it that they run around trying to sell the public on the idea that, boy, you know what, if we drill now, that's going to solve the price you're paying at the pump when it's not going to, and so I guess they're all like in the pockets of the big oil companies, right?
You know, it is the power of the oil industry that they are mirroring, and they pair it with the big players in oil do. And I don't have a war that I'm involved in with the oil companies, but I do think that we need to move forward in a comprehensive way to deal with the energy future of America. And in doing so, we need to be realistic about the limitations and the possibilities. You know, I can sing the praises to BP, which they say now stands for Beyond Petroleum, because they see the importance of alternative energies, including the whole revolution that we're going to go and through biofuels and cellulosic ethanol. So we need to work together for those realistic solutions. But we need real solutions. We don't need rhetoric and falsehoods, which is essentially what is being spread out there today.
All right, one last question. You tell me if I'm wrong. As somebody who lives in Colorado and somebody who loves the state, I resent the idea that there are people here, outsiders and others, who just want to rip the state up, who just want to drill, who want to go in there without any safety, and they want to go in there and they just want to me, destroy the state. Am I wrong in resenting that?
You are not wrong in resenting that at all. The fact is that we live in one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Colorado is the crown jewel of, I think, the United States of America, and whether it's Rocky Mountain National Park or whether it's the beautiful western slope out in the Piance Basin and the Colorado River, Glenwood Canyon area. And I think the worst thing that we could do is to basically destroy the beauty of Colorado, which is where its long-term sustainability is for our children and our grandchildren, for our hunters and our anglers. And we, therefore, need to be very thoughtful and very careful in terms of how we move forward on energy development.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. By the way, I think people should also look at the DenverPost.com article. Senator Salazar goes to bat for Rocky Flats workers, and I think that that's marvelous too. And as much criticism sometimes as my listeners and even me, have you're laughing, have heaved on you. You're right there sometimes. You know that you absolutely are. And you know, you better hurry up. We better hurry up and have the steak dinner before I turn into a vegetarian.
Yeah, well, we'll do that soon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Senator. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Take care.
All right. He's a great guy. I like him. I know a lot of you are critical of him, but I think his heart's in the right place. And, he doesn't want them drilling here. He doesn't want them doing it. And I agree. And I don't understand the logic behind these people who can't understand that drilling is, like, not the answer. And I don't want them ripping the state up. You want them ripping the state up? I don't want it. And I'll tell you something. When I was a young person, I remember the terrible oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara. I remember how god-awful that was. And, you know, I don't want that. As much as I love the internal combustion engine, I just don't want it. And I don't know, maybe you feel differently than I do. All right, back to open phones at 303-713-7600. So whatever it is you want to get into, we will do it. 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. And John Turk gives us traffic.
Crews trying to clean up a late crash on southbound 2 1/4 before Iliff Avenue. Watching traffic crawl beginning around Colfax. Also in Aurora, a wreck on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to Chambers Road. A couple more crashes on the surface streets, Federal and I-76, and one at Yale and Monaco. Today's forecast, scattered clouds, possibility of an isolated thunderstorm developing this afternoon and a high of 96. Right now, 77 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't pay an arm and a leg to check out your arms and legs. $25 back-to-school sports physicals only at Guardian Urgent Care.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and to your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone who requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-900-5519. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-900-5519. 1-800-900-5519.
For this summer's ultimate fun on the water experience, you need to get into a Sea-Doo personal watercraft or sport boat. For a very limited time, you can get no money down, no interest, and no payments until next season. Plus a gas card valued up to $2,000 based on model or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry in to your local Sea-Doo dealer today for details. Sea-Doo, the good life just got better. Offer ends 8/21/08, subject to credit approval restrictions apply. See dealer for details or visit Sea-Doo.com.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, I had a customer with a badly cracked windshield. She said she kept putting off replacing it because of her busy schedule. But then a coworker told her that Elite Safelite could actually come right to her office and replace it. So she called us. I was able to come to her office and replace it the very next day. We even handled all the insurance paperwork for her.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
After 9, isolated thunderstorms, high today 97, open phones, and let's jump back on the phone. So, Jay Marvin with you. Let's go to Nan in Estes Park. Nan, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Great show, as usual. You really do a good job.
Oh, thanks.
But I want to talk on the Nancy Pelosi. I'll make my statement and probably hang up, okay?
No, don't hang up.
I mean, I don't speak very well.
Oh, you speak fine. Stop it.
At any rate, I think the reason that Nancy does not push for those hearings on impeachment is because she's third in line for the presidency, and the Republican Party would crucify her. Okay?
Yeah, how would they do that if basically the Democratic Party has control of the House of Representatives?
Well, they would do it through ads 527s or whatever you call those things, they would just go for her, and I don't think she feels up to that, okay?
Well, that may be true, but if that's the case, then what she needs to do is she needs to step aside.
Yeah, I think so, too, for that reason. And what she has allowed, I thought maybe was a little bit of a turnaround a little bit. And more gumption there, I think. Can I recommend a book?
Sure.
Dr. Ben Carson, he's the children's head of Johns Hopkins Neurosurgery Department, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, he's written several books. All of them are good. The latest one is on Take the Risk. And what it is four things that you analyze in order to come up with a really important decision. Do look into it.
I definitely will.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Nan.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I got a good segue. The Nancy Pelosi thing. I wanted to comment on your comment about, you know, voting straight Democratic, and I don't necessarily disagree with you that, you know, obviously voting Democratic is the better of all options, the only option right now, but it also perpetuates the problem. In other words, we have candidates like Nancy Pelosi that need to go, and I feel the same way about Salazar. And so the way I see that we can maybe, and only maybe, make a change is by starting systematically, one at a time, hitting the individuals that have acquiesced to the point of almost being Republicans, to send a message that says you're either going to be a Democrat or you're going to be a Republican, at least vote correctly on the things that matter, i.e. FISA and other important bills as such. And, you know, if we don't do something along those lines, nothing is ever going to change. The third-party idea, I'd love it. I mean, I'm now an independent. I changed my registration. But we've got to do something to send a message that says you cannot continue to do this, and that's where we're at. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi is not doing the impeachment thing, not because she's afraid of being third in line. She's complicit in a lot of the stuff that we would be going after Bush and Rove and Cheney for. So,
well, all right, my answer to all of this is that I've had my disagreements with Senator Salazar, but I like him. We just don't agree on everything, and I think that when you engage in electoral politics, you're going to have that. But let me tell you something, and I cover this up a lot. I'm far more radical than you would believe.
Well, I probably am too. I just won't admit it.
Yeah, same thing with me. I'm not going to make it open, but I really am. I think that a third party could work, but I don't think that the situation we're sitting in now, I don't think we can afford to fool with that. I think what we have to do, hear me out. I think what we have to do is we've got to get a desperate, desperate change in the leadership of this country. Then you can take the time and you can organize a third party and you can do it right.
And I agree. But it's not the leadership that I think you're referring to would be the president.
It would be Barack Obama. It would be getting control of the Senate, and it would be maintaining control of the House, and it would be getting control of the state legislature of Colorado and keeping it in Democratic hands.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement with that, except with one caveat, I would say, is that we also need to seriously consider, especially in the House, changing the leadership there.
I agree, but listen. I think that the strategy ought to be this. And you can use the internet to do this. I think the strategy should be this. You go through this election cycle. You vote Democratic. You do it. Even though you might have reservations about the people running, but you do it for self-preservation of the country, because we cannot take more of what we have, which is what McCain and Schaefer and all these people represent.
Right.
Then when you're done with that, then you start sitting around having philosophical conversations and start trying to figure out a way to get something going.
All right, and I'm with you on that, but let's use Pelosi as an example. I believe she's up this time around, is she not?
Yes, but she has no competition.
Well, she's got Cindy Sheehan.
Well, Cindy hasn't got any money in the organization, and she has no chance.
Well, there's my point. That's my point. We, as a movement, we need to make sure she gets the money.
But see, she's not the trouble with that is she's not a viable alternative. And she's not a viable alternative for a couple of reasons. First of all, she's not a viable alternative at the ballot box. In other words, she hasn't got what it takes to be able to draw independents and others over to vote for her. That's number one.
I agree.
Number two, it's extremely hard to defeat an incumbent congressperson. And one of the reasons that it's hard to defeat them is not only because they have a money advantage over you, but also because most people's philosophy is Congress is full of crooks, but my crook is okay.
I've heard that. But here's the long and short of it is, we have to start somewhere.
And I agree with you, but I think, unless I'm a complete numbskull, I think I gave you a pretty good plan.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with the plan, with the exception of, that doesn't necessarily send a signal to anybody that. So basically, kind of your plan is, well, let's get through this cycle, and I agree in that regard, and then let's start, making a difference.
Let's start planning for the future on the idea that what we're going to do is we're going to get a true opposition party established, but that we're going to have the realization that you have to build it, that you have to nurture it, and that you can't just jump onto the national stage and go, hey, we've got Steve and Jay running for president and vice president. No, what you've got to do is you've got to get into the state legislatures. You've got to get onto the city councils. You've got to elect mayors. You've got to build it from the bottom all the way up. And you've got to do a lot of organizing. And it takes a long time to get it done.
I agree.
But you have to prepare for the future. And you know what our problem is in this country, Steve? Our problem is that we're short-sighted, not long-sighted.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm saying we have to start somewhere, and I'm in complete agreement with you. But one quick example, and I know you got other callers, so I'll go, FISA. Russ Feingold and Dodd were going to filibuster. The question, I don't know if it ever got answered. I know the answer, but they were not able to filibuster because why? And the answer is because it takes 60 votes to get cloture.
Right.
How many Republicans are in the
listen
are in the Senate? So Democrats voted with
yes,
Republicans
I agree.
For cloture.
I agree. Listen, we don't have any argument about that. What I'm saying to you is that we cannot move. Look. You can't move mountains overnight. You can't make quick changes. You have to go slowly, because if you go too fast, people get scared. You have to have a lot of organization, and you got to work very, very hard at it. And the fact of the matter is that right now, given the cards that we're dealt, okay, what we have to play with, the reality of what's on the table is it's in your best interest and it's in my best interest to vote Democratic. Then, on January of 2009, okay, after the election's over with,
we get going.
Then somebody starts up,
I'm with you,
a third-party movement and starts using the Internet to organize,
right,
and we start trying to get stuff together to be able to field local candidates and start building something.
Right. But not only a third-party movement, we need to work with it, because it's going to take some time to get that done, as you said. But we need to work within the Democratic Party to remove those Democrats that vote basically Republican.
If there's
a Sunni awakening, or there was in 2006, there needs to be a frickin' awakening right here and right now, because we can't take it anymore.
I agree, but you're going to have patience and organization to get it done.
I'm with you. I love you, brother.
I love you, too.
See ya.
9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, a master of organization, John Turk with traffic.
That crash at southbound 225 and up has been moved off the highway, but still pretty slow in there. And we also have a brand new crash to tell you about. This on southbound I-25 at Colfax. Already seeing small delays back around I-70. And just northwest of downtown, a crash on southbound Federal at Interstate 76. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Going to be hot, too, a high of 96. Right now, 79 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degree.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio. The show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date. Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
For poolside, concession stands, at sporting events, or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You buy a brand new car. You drive it off the lot. You go put 5 miles on it, 15 miles on it, 20, 25, 35, 40, 45, 50, 100, 200. It devalues. But if you go to Rocky's Autos, you let somebody else pick up that devalue, and you save. And you get the car you want from people that are really decent, good people to deal with. Rockies has got a huge selection. I talk about this all the time. I mean, they got more inventory coming on the lot all the time. They have got just a fine selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. And that, along with the way they treat people, makes them Colorado's number one volume dealer. It's as simple as that. You go out there, you find something you like. Let's say you find a Volkswagen or a Mazda or a Ford or whatever. And you like it, they'll show you the book on that car. That's true, they will. And they'll also take your trade-in, too. They want to look at it. Plus, on top of that, they have their matching down incentive. And it all adds up to a good deal for you. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., they've been around since 1982, so they got the credibility aspect right there. Rockies Autos, they're good folks. Go check them out. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You've heard a lot lately about environmental concerns and issues from politicians, from Hollywood, even from major U.S. retailers. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of the original non-toxic and biodegradable cleaner and president of the original green company, Simple Green. Developed to be a safer alternative to harsh cleaning chemicals, Simple Green is safer for you, your family, your pets, and the environment. If you're not totally satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit SimpleGreen.com to find out more.
And now for the bonus round. A tree falls in a forest. What kind of tree is it?
Siberian elm.
Correct. If a rhombus has 4 sides, what is the opposite of blue?
Purple?
Correct. If you rent all your DVDs from Netflix, how much gas money will you spend driving to and from the video store?
0.
Correct! Netflix! Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. 0 late fees. Choose your movies online and have DVDs delivered to your door in about 1 business day. Start your free trial and get unlimited movie rentals. Netflix! See terms of use.
Rock and roll works. Me. Who did this originally, John?
I don't know. I do know the song, but I don't know who the original artist was.
Beatles.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Maybe that's why I don't like this one. It's that early Beatles stuff.
Oh, jeez.
The pop.
Jeez. It's not pop. 9:56.
Pop
it is. 9:56, 56 minutes, half the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you this morning?
Good.
You know, all the stuff that's going on, boy, I've had some problems with Ken Salazar, too. And this divisiveness, the same divisiveness, this Republican-Democrat thing that's going on, causes everyone to focus in on a single issue. There's thousands and thousands of things going on. And it's like I want to microwave it, too, and make it all better and get some radical change in there. But it's designed to go slow, and radical change, the problem with that is, what if I do get some radical change, and it's a change that I don't like? Can I change it back as quick then, or are we just... It's tough.
No, you can change it back, but the thing is, you got to realize there's two things that are happening here. One, radical change scares people. Two, this is a big country, and it takes a long time to turn things around, and it doesn't happen overnight.
It does, by design, and that's a good thing, because if it didn't take a long time to change it back around, we would already be in a worse mess than we're in right now.
That's exactly right.
You have to look at both sides of it.
That's exactly right. But, see, you know, sometimes I think this, and I said it earlier this morning, sometimes I think this, that rather than getting hooked up with individual candidates who end up a lot of times just disappointing you, the thing to do, I think, is to get hung up on issues. Issues that you feel are important, go out and support organizations that back the issues that you believe are important, because nowhere does it say you can't be a member of 15 organizations, or 10 if you want to, or one or two, but get involved and, you know, stop the cult of personality and start talking about the issues and start working on the issues that make a difference to the country, don't you think?
I think so, and that change, you know, that change has to happen. Of course, the presidency is the hardest place to make it, but Barack did a very brave thing.
You know, yeah, I agree.
No money from PACs, no money from lobbyists.
I agree. I got to cut you off. I'm out of time, man, but I love you, and call me again.
Have a good day, Jay.
All right. That's it. We're pulling the plug. Back tomorrow.
Yep, it's time for the 19th annual Ralph Schomp BMW Honda Mini sale to benefit the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. We've raised over $250,000 for the burn unit, and again this year, for every car sold, $50 will go to the Children's